ശ്രീശൈവനിഷപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദം ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദ കി ജയം നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാനന്ദ സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യ ശിലഹരദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്കി പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീഅദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനകി വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമകി മായപ്പൂർ ധാമകി മധുരപുരി ധാമകി ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമകി ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമകി ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ഗോർ ബ്രഹ്മാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമാമുഷ്ടപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതരേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധരവവാർണവാൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യത പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവഭാവ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമന തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരദസ് ചാതേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൺ നേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയാം യോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗളിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മൂരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപ്പത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമഃ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം ഹനുവേദമവേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതും സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിരിവേർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണ ഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനും ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യം നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൻ കമനീയ കിശോര മുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കൊണിദാദൃദാനനേന്ദോ മവാചി വിചുംബദാം മുരാരേർ മധുരിന്ന കണികാവി കാവി കാവി നമാഹോം ശുംബദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണേ ശ്രീമദ്ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ടശാ വ്യാസം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം പാതാളയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം പൂജയം വേണു ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികയേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീ അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീ അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവദ്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസ വിശാല ബുദ്ധി പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായ തപത്ര നേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരത തൈല പൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ സ്തോത്രവേത്രൈകപാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ ഇഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാ ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഃ പേപീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരതപങ്കജക്കലിമലപ്രധ്വംസിനശ്രേയസേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്ദി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർ വേദൈ സാംഗപദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം നു വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി ഇൻസ്ട്രക്ടിംഗ് വാസുദേവൻ ദേവകി അബൌട്ട് ഭാഗവതധർമ്മം ദാറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് വി ആർ ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് നൗ ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഇൻ ദയർ നാരദ മഹർഷി സേസ് ടു വാസുദേവൻ ദേവകി വാട്ട് ഹാസ് ബീൻ ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ദ നവയോഗി നവയോഗീന്ദ്രസ് ആൻഡ് കിങ് നിമി ഓർ previously. So, and that is the present topic we are talking about. So, whether the knowledge or the understanding of Bhagavata Dharma comes from Krishna through the devotees, and whether one is qualified or not qualified, irrespective of that fact, anybody who is experiencing the miseries of material life or suffering in this material world, how one can escape from that distress, that is what is being spoken. You can see that Anjapumsam Avidusham, earlier we have seen that mentioned there, Anjapumsam Avidusham, whether one is qualified or not, those who are feeling the distress of this material life, for them a way to escape from here, that and it is that instructions that is spoken here in the form of Bhagavata Dharmam, and that is what the same topic what is now discussed between Navayogis and Nimi is the same topic which Krishna is going to talk in detail to Uddhava later. So whatever Krishna is going to talk to Uddhava later, in a summary form, it comes in this Navayogi's discussions with Nimi. You can hear all of them, what Krishna is going to talk to Uddhava, in a summary form, you can hear now in the instructions from the Navayogis to King Nimi. So, a devotee's position in this world and a devotee's status in this world, as for him there is nothing separate from Krishna. And a person who has reached that state, a person who has seen everything in relationship with Krishna, connected to Krishna, for him there is no more influence of Maya. That is what we were talking about. Prabuddha Maharshi was saying this then. And that is the situation when one is completely free from the all the distress of this world. That means anything, matter or spirit, whatever it may be here in this creation, every living entity, everything, in relationship with Krishna, seeing that such a person will not be influenced by Maya anymore. And that is the state where one is completely free from distress. And Narada Maharshi spoke all these things in detail to Vasudeva and Devaki, and as it is spoken by Navayogis to Nimi. But that is what we are talked last week. That is the Prabuddha's words there. And Pipalayana Maharshi also. And then afterwards, in spite of the fact that Krishna has given us this Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna has given us the yoga processes, karma yogam, jnana yogam, bhakti yogam, various yoga processes, and Krishna has given us all the necessary support for developing a spiritual culture here, and in spite of all that, human society finds it very difficult. When we see Krishna's certain incarnations, for example, fish incarnations, tortoise, and Varaha, the boar incarnation, Narasimha incarnation, and not only that, all other things what we see all around this world, in different forms Krishna has appeared in front of us to tell us that Krishna is present in all the different forms. That is the purpose of this. Why did Krishna take these different bodies? Why did Krishna accept different forms and come in front of us? Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narsimham. All kinds of forms he has accepted and appeared in front of the human species, isn't it? So, why is it mentioned like that? Here you can see that this question came up there. Malsyam Loka Jugupsidam. And Malsyam, particularly fish, is not a very attractive form, isn't it? In our eyes, the form of fish is not very attractive. Similarly, the form of tortoise also is not very attractive. And what to talk about the boar incarnation. So this fish, tortoise, boar, all these incarnations, when we see that, we have a certain degree of indifference towards that form because of our conditioning. We are thinking, how can God appear in these different forms, in these kind of lower forms? That's what mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Jugupsidam. Malsyam Loka Jugupsidam. Jugupsidam means something which is very much not very liked. Not very much liked. So, what you have to remember here is, it is in our vision that these forms are Jugupsidam, are not considered very good. Krishna is saying to us, whether you like it or not, all forms here are my expansions. Any form. Krishna doesn't have any difference between different forms either. All forms are acceptable to Krishna. In our vision, we think that some form is better and some form is not so good. But Krishna wants to remove that misunderstanding from our mind by saying to us, all forms are acceptable. From Krishna's viewpoint, everything in this creation, whatever we find here, birds, beasts, trees, plants, creepers, aquatics, beasts, different animals, in any form, human form and higher forms also, all forms are only forms at the end. Krishna's different forms they are. But in our vision we have, due to our conditioning, we are thinking that how can God be in that form? How can God be in this form? So to remove that misunderstanding from us, Krishna has accepted these different bodies and come to us to show to us that everything is at the end within the fish, within the tortoise, within the boar, within the trees, within the aquatics, everywhere that living spark inside, that is Krishna. That is Krishna. So, why did Krishna take all these different forms? Anugrahaya Bhutanam. Anugrahaya Bhutanam. In order to bless us. In order to, due to Krishna's compassion or mercy for us. So, that means, whatever we may see here, whatever we see with our eyes in this world, whether it is good or bad, good and bad is in our eyes, that vision is in our eyes, isn't it? Or some forms gives us pleasure, some forms gives us a little bit of uneasiness. We don't feel comfortable with certain forms, isn't it? So, whichever form we see, good or bad, nice to look at or not so nice to look at, because that depends on our mind, how we are conditioned. Certain forms, we don't like it. It is in our mind, nothing else. So, whatever it may be, Krishna is saying there that I have taken all these different forms, let them remember me, whichever form I have taken. That is the most important principle. Let them remember me. So, in spite of all these different forms Krishna has taken, and in spite of presenting in front of us, Krishna is trying to remove that ignorance from us, that only certain forms can be taken by Krishna. Krishna can take any forms in this creation, and all of them are Krishna's manifestations also. So, in spite of coming in front of us in all these different forms and giving us all the facilities to realize the truth, still in spite of all that, without taking serious note of Krishna's, accepting Krishna's instructions, and their misery and their misfortune has been spoken by the Rishi here. Avir Hotra Maharshi and Drumila has spoken about that. So, in different yugam, Krita yugam, Treta yugam, Dwapara yugam, Kali yugam, in all these different yugas, how different processes of worship, particularly in this age of Kali, mainly spoken as the process of chanting the holy name of Krishna or Sankirtanam. Sri Narada Maharshi says there that Sankirtanam is the process, Sankirtanam is the process in this age of Kali, and that Sankirtanam does not mean only chanting the holy name. Glorifying Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam is also Sankirtanam. So both two things they have spoken, Ramayanam and Srimad Bhagavatam, both the things, Ramayanam and Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's holy name and Ramachandra's holy name, nothing more than that in the age of Kali to cross over this difficult period. So, in which case you would be able to say that even Kali Yugam is not a bad period for cultivating Krishna consciousness. Soyam Kaleya Kalo Jayati. Kaleya Kalo Jayati. So if there is glorification of Krishna through Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or through the holy name, chanting the holy name, Kirtanam, in all these ways, Sri Narada Maharshi says to Vasudeva and Devaki that you are so fortunate that your two sons, Balaram and Krishna, always you are calling them, in other words, you are always chanting their holy names, isn't it? Only thing is, you are addressing them as though they are your children. That's the only problem. You are addressing them as though they are your children. But in the Upanishads, Kalisantarana Upanishad, which Lord Brahma has spoken to Sri Narada Maharshi, there, that my father, Lord Brahma, has instructed me this, that this is what he has advised me, that these two names, Rama and Krishna, has been spoken, that their name should be chanted in this age of Kali. Practically, Sri Narada Maharshi is saying to Vasudeva and Devaki that there is no other better process than what is spoken in the Kalisantarana Upanishad to cross over this age of Kali. And therefore, those Upanishad statement, Kalisantarana Upanishad statement, one should take and try to transfer that into one's own life. So, and you have already reached that state which you do not know. Narada Maharshi says to Vasudeva and Devaki that you have already reached that state. He also said to Vasudeva and Devaki that loving Rama and Krishna is not wrong. Is not wrong. But you have to also realize that this love you have for Rama and Krishna with the understanding that they are the supreme truth in that way. When Krishna Narada Maharshi said this to Vasudeva and Devaki, what happened? Mahabhago Vasudeva Adivismidaham. If you look there, when Narada Maharshi was saying this to if you look into the fifth chapter, when Sri Narada Maharshi says to him that by addressing Krishna and Balaram all the time, calling them by their names, you have already reached that purpose of life, except that you didn't know that you are calling, not realizing that they are the absolute truth. That realization you didn't have. You are addressing them as your sons. That's how you saw them. You didn't see them as your as the Supreme Personality or Supreme Truth in that way. When he said that, when Narada Maharshi said that, if you look at the 51st verse, Shri Shuka Vaja, Eda Shrutva Mahabhago Vasudeva Ati Vismidaha. Vasudeva was in a shock. He was very surprised when Narada Maharshi said that. Vasudeva Ati Vismida. Shiva Brahmarshi is saying to Parikshit that at that time, remember before this discussion started, Vasudeva and Devaki were feeling very distressed inside. But when Narada Maharshi said this to them, their distress was gone. And what is that that kept, made this happen? That is the important thing to remember here. That if you look before this discussion started in the second chapter, Vasudeva is saying on the ninth verse, Yatha vichitra vyasanat bhavadbir vishyato bhayat muchye mahyanjasai vata tathana shadi subrata. Ninth verse. Remember? So there he is saying that vishyato bhayam, I am frightened due to the Vijitro Vyasano Bhayat means that different kinds of miseries that this world is putting us through. Different kinds of miseries the world is putting us through. Vijitro Vyasano Bhayat. And I'm frightened about that. That is how it has started, this conversation started, right? And now Vasudev is saying to Devaki, we don't have any distress, have we? Everything has gone away now. When the discussion started, he said like this, Vichitro Vyasano Bhayat. At the end of this conversation, Vasudeva is saying to Devaki, we don't have any distress, have we? Vasudeva says to Devaki. After Sri Narada Maharshi told Vedavyasa to Vasudeva and Devaki that you don't have to worry about anything, because Kalisantarana Upanishad says to chant the holy names of Rama and Krishna, which you are always doing by calling your children like this, isn't it? And you are already situated. Only thing is that do not look at them anymore as your children. Think of them as the absolute truth. That's all required. So when Vasudeva heard that, he felt such a relief inside. He says to Devaki, we don't have any more distress in life, have we? He says to her. So, that distress and fear that Vasudeva and Devaki felt in the beginning has completely gone away. And now they are feeling very happy and blissful in life. What is this indicating to us? This is indicating to us that even if we practice spiritual life and we understand, study Srimad Bhagavatam, chant the holy name and do various spiritual activities, At some point in time, a great soul or a great Mahatma has to come into our life and wake up that understanding inside. And when he wakes up that understanding, that is when our spiritual activities all come to a perfection. Otherwise not. And that's exactly showing this through Sri Narada Maharshi's discussions with Vasudeva and Devaki. You can see there that unless a spiritual master comes in life and this practices what one has followed throughout life, chanting the holy name, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has gone on whole life, but unless a spiritual master comes and wakes that knowledge inside us properly and like the way it happened to Vasudeva and Devaki, it will not come to a end. And at this time, Krishna has wanted to see all the demigods who had come. Krishna received them, all of them. All the demigods arrived on the scene, one after the other. And they were preparing for Krishna's departure from this world. And that is the next two chapters. Krishna is talking about that. We'll read through those two chapters. We can open some window. Shri Shuga Vacha Adha Brahmatma Jairdeva Prajeshaira Vrdo Bhagat Bhavascha Bhutava Vyesho Yeyo Bhutagane Rurda Indro Marudhir Bhagavana Aditya Vasavo Shvinai Hurbhavo Angiraso Rudra Vishwe Sadhyascha Devada Gandharva Apsarasa Naga Siddhacharana Gukhyaka Hrushaya Pitaras Chaiva Savidhyadara Kinnara Dwaragam Vasanjagmu Sarve Krishna Didrakshavam Babushayena Bhagavan Nareloga Manorama Yeshovideni Logeshu Sarvaloga Malabaham Tasyam Vibrajamanayam Samurdhayam Mahardhivi Vijakshada Vidrataksha Krishna Malbuddha Darshanam Surgam Mudhyani Ubergirmali, Chadayando, Yadutamam, Girbis Chitravadartha, Bistustur Jagadishwaram, Deva Ujo, Nadasmade, Natapadara Vindam, Buddhindriya Pranamani, Vachobi, Yachindia de Andrahadivava Yukteir, Mukshubi, Karmama Yuru Pashal, Tuamaya Trigunayal, Menidurvi Pavyam, Vyaktam Srajasavasilim, Basital Gunasam, Neither Bhavanachita Karma Virajadevai Yetswe Sukhem Avyavahidevi Virato Anavadhyam Shudhranranam Matu Natayudya Durashayanam Vidyashudadhyena Dhanatapakriyabhi Satvalpana Krishapadeya Shasi Pravurtha Sa Shraddhaya Shravana Sampradaya Yathasyal Syanna Stavangra Shubhashaya Duma Kedu Kshemaya Yomini Virardha Hrdrohyamana Yasatvadai Samavibhudaya ആത്മവദ്ധി സ്യൂഹേ അർച്ചിത സവനശാസുരതിക്രമായാം യശ്ചിന്ത്യതേ പ്രേതബാണിഭി. No, I'm okay. I'm okay, yeah. I didn't stop for it. No, we'll continue. We'll continue, yeah. Yaschindyade praedabhani viradhvaradno trayanirukta vidhineshavirgrahitvam adhyatma yoga muta yoga viratma mayam jitnyasubhi paramabhagavadai parishtam parishtayatava vibhovanamalayayam സംസ്പർദ്ധിനീ ഭഗവതി പ്രതിപത്നി വശ്രീയ സുപ്രണീതമുപയം ഉപയാർഹണമാദന്നോ ഭൂയാ സദാംഘ്രി അശുഭാശയ ധൂമകേതൂ ഇതുസ്ത്രിവിക്രമിതസ്ത്രിപദത്പദാകോയസ്തേ ഭയാഭയകരോസുരദേവചമ്മോ സ്വർഗായ സാധുഷു ഖലേഷിതരായ ഭൂമൻ പാദപുനാതു ഭഗവൻ ഭജതാമഖംന ൃതോമൃദുരർമാനാംസ്തനോദുചരണംപുരുഷോത്തമസ്യാസേദുരുദയസ്ഥിതിസംയമാനംഅവ്യക്തജീവമഹദാമവികാലമാഹു സ്വയം തൃണാഭിരഖിലാപജയേ പ്രവൃത്തകാലോഗഭീരര ഉത്തമപൂരുഷസ്ത്വം ത്വത്തപ്പുമാൻസമധിഗമ്യയാസവീര്യംതത്തേമഹാന്തമിവഗർഭമമോഘവീര്യ സ്വയം ദയാനുഗതമാത്മനമാണ്ഡകോശംഹൈമംസസർജബഹിരാവരണൈരുപേതം തത്തസ്തുഷ്ട ജഗദശ്ച ഭവാനദീശോ യന്മായയോത്ഥ ഗുണവിക്രിയയോപനീതാൻ അർത്ഥാഞ്ജുഷാനപി കൃഷീകപദേന ലിപ്തോ വേനിയസ്വത പരിഹൃദാദപി ബിഭ്യതി സ്മ സ്മായാവലോകലവദർശിതഭാവഹാരി ഭൂമണ്ഡലപ്രഹിതസൗരദ മന്ത്രശൗണ്ഡൈ പത്നിയസ്തു ഷോഡശസഹസ്രമനംഗബാണൈരസേന്ദ്രിയം വിമഥിതം കരണൈർന്ന വിഭുവ വിഭ്യസ്തവാമൃതകഥോദവഹസ്ത്രിലോക്യ പാദാവനേജസരിതശമലാനി ഹന്തും ആനുശ്രവം ശുതിരംഗജകം ജമംഗസംഗൈ തീർത്ഥദ്വയം ശുചിഷദസ്ഥ ഉപസ്പൃശന്തി ബാദരായണി ഉവാചാം ഇത്യഭിഷ്ടൂയ വിപുതൈ ശേഷാ ശതധൃതിർഹരിം അഭ്യഭാഷത ഗോവിന്ദം പ്രണമ്യാമം പരമാശ്രിത ബ്രഹ്മോവാചാം ഭൂമിർഭാരാവതാരായ പുരാവിജ്ഞാപിത പ്രഭോ തോമസ്മാവിരശേഷാത്മം തത്തദൈവോപവാദിതം ധർമ്മശ്ച സ്ഥാപിത സൽസു സത്യസന്ദേഷു വൈ ത്വയാ കീർത്തിശ്ചാദിക്ഷു വിക്ഷിപ്ത സർവലോകമലാപഹ അവതീരേയദോർവംശേ ബിഭ്രധൂപമനുത്തമം കർമ്മണ്യുദ്ധാമ വൃത്താനി ഹിതായ ജഗതോ കൃതാഃ യാനിദേ ചരിതാനീഷാ മനുഷ്യാ സാധവകലൌ ശൃണുന്ദ കീർത്തയന്തശ്ച തരിഷിന്ദഞ്ജസാന്തമ യദു വംശയവതീർണസ്യ ഭവതപുരുഷോത്തമ ശരച്ഛതം വിധിയായ പഞ്ചവിംശാധികം പ്രഭോ സാധുനീതി അഖിലാധാര ദേവകാര്യ അവശേഷതം കുലം ച വിപ്രശാപേന നഷ്ടഭൂയമഭൂതിതം നഷ്ടപ്രായമഭൂതിതം തദസ്വധാമവരമം വിശ്വസ്വ വിശ്വസ്വ ഇതി മന്യസേ സ്വലോകാം ലോകപാലാം നപാഹി വൈകുണ്ഠകിങ്കരാൻ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച അവതാരിതമേതന്മേ യഥാർത്ഥ വിഭുതേശ്വര കൃതം കാര്യമഖിലം ഭൂമൈർഭാരാവതോരിത തദ്ദിതം യാദവകുലം വിദ്യ വീര്യശൗര്യശ്രയോദ്ധതം ലോകം ജീകൃക്ഷദ്രുഗ്ധം മേ വേലയേവ മഹാർണവ യദ്യസംഹൃത്യ തൃപ്താനാം യദൂനാം വിപുലം കുലം ഗന്ധാസ്മ്യനേന ലോകോയം ഉദ്വേലേന വിനംക്ഷതി ഇദാനീം നാശമാരബ്ധ കുലസ്യ ദുജശാപത യാസ്യാമി ഭവനം ബ്രഹ്മനേതദന്തേ തവാനഹ ശ്രീശുവാച ഇത്യുക്ത ലോകനാഥേന സ്വയംഭൂ പ്രണിപത്യതം സഹ ദേവഗണേർദേവ സുധാമ സമപദ്യത തഥ തസ്യാം മഹോൽപാദാൻ ദ്വാരവദ്യാം സമുത്ഥിതാൻ വിലോക്യ ഭഗവാനാഹ യദുവൃദ്ധാൻ സമാഗതാൻ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാൻ വാചാം ഏദേവൈ സമഹോത്പാദ വൃത്തിഷ്ഠ വൃത്തിഷ്ഠം ദിഹ സർവദാ ശാവശ്ചന കുലസ്യാസീൽ ബ്രാഹ്മണേഭ്യോ ദുരത്തേയ ന വസ്തവ്യം ഹസ്മാഭിജീ വിഷുവിരാജിക പ്രഭാസം സമഹൽപുണ്യം യാസ്യാമോത്യൈവമാചിരം യത്ര സ്നാത്വാ ദക്ഷശാപാൽ ഗൃഹീതോ യഷ്മണോടുരാൻ വിമുക്തകൽപിഷാട് സദ്യോ ബേജേ ഭൂയകുലോദയം വയം ജസ്മിന്നാപ്ലുത്യ തർപ്പയിത്വാ പിതൃൻ സുരാൻ ഭോജയിത്വോ ശിജോ വിപ്ര നാനാഗുണവദാന്തസ തേഷു ദാനാനി പാത്രേഷു ശ്രദ്ധയോപ്ത്വാ മഹാന്തി വൈ ദ്വചിനാനി ധരിഷ്യാമോ ദാനേർ നൗഭിരി വാർണവം ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഏവം ഭഗവതാദിഷ്ടായാദവാ കുലനന്ദന ഗന്ധം കൃതദീയസ്തീർത്ഥം സ്യന്ദനാൻ സംയോജൻ കർണിരീശോദ്ധവോ രാജൻ ശ്രുത്വാ ഭഗവതോദിതം ദൃഷ്ടാരിഷ്ടാനി ഘോരാണി നിത്യം കൃഷ്ണമനുവ്രത വിവിത്തം സംഗമ ജഗദാമീശ്വര ഈശ്വരം പ്രണമ്യ ശരസാപാദോ प्राञ्जलिस्तमभाषद बुद्धो वाचा देवदेवेशयोगीशा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना समृद्धेदित्कुलं लोकं संदिक्षते भवान् विप्रशापं समर्थोऽपि प्रत्यहं नेदीश्वर नाहं तवाङ्घ्रिगमनं क्षणार्थमपि केशव त्यक्तुं समर्थहे नादा सुधाम नयमामपि तव विक्रीतं कृष्णानृणां परममङ्गलं कर्णपीयूषमास्वाद्य तेजत्यन्यस्पृहां जन शय्यासनार्णस्थान स्नानक्रीडाशनादिषु कथं त्वां प्रेमात्मानं वयं वक्तास्त्यजेमहि तोय्योपभुक्तस्रगन्धवासालङ्कारचर्चित उच्छिष्टभोजिनोदासा स्तवमायां जयेमहि वादरशनाय क्षयाशमना ऊर्ध्वमन्दिनां ब्रह्माख्यं दामदेयान्दि शान्ता सन्यासिनोमला वयं त्युमहायोगिन् ब्रह्मन्द कर्मवर्त्मसु तद्वार्तया दृश्यं स्तावकैर्दुस्तयं तमाम् स्मरन्द कीर्तयन्दस्ते कृतानि कथितानि च गत्युल्स्मृतिक्षणक्ष्वेलि यन्द्रलोकविडम्बनं श्रीशकुवाच एवं ज्ञापितो राजन् भगवान् देवकी सदा एकान्तिनं प्रियं भृत्या उद्धवम् समभाषदाम् श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायाम् एकादशस्कन्धे षष्ठोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द सप्तमोऽध्याय श्रीभगवान् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीभगवान् वाच यदाथम महाभागात् चिकीर्षितमेव मे भ्रमाभौ लोकबाला सुवासं मे अभिकाङ्क्षिण मया निष्पादितं यत्र देवकार्यमशेषता यदर्थमवतीर्णोऽहमंशेन ब्रह्मणार्थित कुलं वैशापनिर्धगं नंशत्यन्योन्यविग्रहात् समुद्रसप्तमेन यदां पुरीं च प्लावयिष्यति यदि वयं मया त्यक्त्वा लोकोऽयं नष्टमङ्गला भविष्यतजिरात्सदो कलिनापि निराकृता न वस्तव्यं द्वयैवेह मया त्यक्ते महीतले जनो अधर्मरुचिर्भद्र भविष्यति कलौ युगे तुन्तु सर्वं परित्यज स्नेहं स्वजनबन्धुषु मया वेशमनः सम्यक् समदृक्विजरस्वगां इदिदं मनसा वाच चक्षुभ्यां श्रवणादिभिः नशुरं गृह्यमाणां च विद्धि मायामनोमयम् पुंसो अयुक्तस्य अननर्थो ब्रह्मस्य गुणदोषभाक् कर्माकर्म विकर्मेति गुणदोषधियाभिधा तस्मादित्यन्त्ये ग्रामयुक्तचित्तमिदं जगल् आत्मनिषु समिततम् आत्मानं मय्यधीश्वरे ज्ञानविज्ञानसंयुक्तम् आत्मभूतशरीरिणाम् आत्मानुभवदुष्टात्मा अन्धरायर्विहन्यसे दोषबुद्ध्योपयादीतो निषेधान् निवर्तते गुणबुद्ध्या च विहितं न करोति यदार्भः सर्वभूतः सुदृशान्तो ज्ञानविज्ञानविश्चयम् पश्यन्मदात्मकं विश्वम् प्रणिपद्येत वै पुनः श्रीशुकोवाच इत्यादिष्टो भगवता महाभागवतो नृप उद्धव प्रणिपत्यः तत्त्वज्ञासुरच्युतम् उद्धवोवाच योगेश योगविन्यासा योगात्मयोगसम्भव निःश्रयसाय मे प्रोक्त त्यागसन्यासलक्षण त्यागोऽयं दुष्करो भूमन् कामानां विषयाल्पवि सुधरां द्वि सर्वाल्पन् अभक्तेरिति मे मदि सोऽहमहमिति मूढमतिर्विघाटं स्वन्माया विरचिदात्मनि सानुबन्धे तत्त्वञ्जसा निगदितं भवता यदाहं संसाधयामि भगवन्मनिषाधिपत्यम् सत्यसदे सदृशमाल्पनाल्पनवन्यं भक्तारमेशविपदेष्वविनानुचक्षे सर्वे विमोहितदीयस्तवमाये मे ब्रह्मादेयस्तनुभृतोभिरर्थभावा तस्माद्भवन्तमनवद्यमनन्तवारं सर्वज्ञमीश्वरविगुण्डम् अकुण्डविगुण्डदृष्टिं निर्विण्णधीरहमुह वृजनापि दत्तो नारायणं नरसखं शरणं प्रपद्ये श्रीभगवानुवाच प्रायणमनुजालोका लोकदत्तविचक्षणा मनुजालोके लोकदत्तविचक्षणा समुद्धरन्ति आत्मानमात्मनैवाशुभाषयन् आल्पनो गुरुरात्मैव पुरुषस्य विशेषता प्रत्यक्षेणानुमानाभ्यां श्रेयसा निन्दते पुरुषत्वेजमां धीरा साङ्ख्ययोगविशारदा आविस्तरां प्रपश्यन्ति सर्वशक्तिपब्रह्मीदम् एकत्रिद्वित्रिचतुष्पादो बहुपादसदापदा बाह्वसन्धिपिरा सृष्ट्वास्तासा मे पौरुषै प्रिया अत्र मामार्गयन्त्यध्यायुक्ताहेद्भिरीश्वरं गृह्यमाणैर्गुणैर्लिङ्गे अग्राह्यमनुमानदा अत्रापि उदाहरणमितिहासं पुरातनम् अवधूतस्य संवादं यतो रमिततेजसा अवधूतं द्विजं कश्चित् शरन्दमकुतो भयं कविं निरीक्षतरणं यदु पप्रच्छ धर्मवे यदुर्वाच कुतो बुद्धिरियं ब्रह्मनगर्तु सुविशारदा यामासाति भवां लोकमिद्वांश्चरति बालवत् प्रायो धर्मार्थकामेषु युत्सायांशमानो वा यदु नैव समीहन्ते आयुषो यशसः श्रेया त्वं तु कल्पं कविर्दक्षसु भगो अमृतभाषण न कर्ता नेहसे किञ्चित् जडोन्मत्तं शाचवत् जनेषु लिह्यमानेषु कामलोहदवाग्निना न तप्यसेऽग्निना मुक्तो गङ्गाम्बस्थे वद्युप त्वं हि न प्रसिदां ब्रह्मात्मन्यानन्दकारणं ब्रूहि स्पर्शविहीनस्य भवत केवलाल्पना श्रीभगवानुवाच यदु नैव महाभागो ब्रह्मण्येन सुमेधसा पृष्ठसुभाजप्रः पिश्रयामनदं द्विज ब्राह्मणोवाच सन्ति मे गुरवो राजन् बहवो बुद्धिवा श्रुता यतो बुद्धिवादाय मुक्तोडामिह दक्षणु पृथिवीवायुराकाशमभोक्ति चन्द्रमारुवि कपोदो अजगरसिन्धु पतङ्गो मृग मधुकृद्गज मधुहरिणोमीन पिङ्गल कुररोर्भग कुमारी शगल् सर्पम् ऊर्णनाभि सुपेशकृ एते मे गुरवो राज चतुर्विंशतिराश्रिता शिक्षावृत्तिविरेदेषाम् अन्विशिक्षुमिहाल्पना यदो यदम शिक्षामिव यथावाना हुषाल्पजा कथदा पुरुषव्याकरणी बहुत कथयाम्युते भूतैराक्रम्यमाणोऽपि धीरादेवावशानुगै अद्वैतिदा अग्निजलेन्मार्गद्वन्नशिक्षं श्रीधरवृतम् शश्वल्पराट सर्वैः परार्थैकान्तसम्भवा साधुशिक्षेदवृत्तो नग्नशिशनगशिशवराल्पदाम् प्राणवृत्तेव सन्तुष्ये मृयं देवेन्द्रियप्रियै ज्ञानं यथान नशेदेर्नावगीर्येद वाङ्मना विषयेष्वाविशनियोगिमाना धर्मेषु सर्वदा गुणदोषभेदाल्पान्नविषज्यदवायुव पार्थिवेषु प्रविष्टतल्गुणाशया गुणैर्नैजदयोगी गन्धर्ववायुर्वाल्मदृक् अन्तर्बहिस्य स्थिरसङ्गमेषु ब्रह्माल्पभावेन समन्वयेन व्याप्ता व्यवच्छेदसङ्गमाल्पना असङ्गमाल्पनो मुनि मुनिर्नभस्त्वं वितदस्य भावयेत् तेजो भिन्नमयैर्भावैर्मोघैर्द्या वायुनेरिदै न स्पृश्यते नभस्तद्वत् कालसृष्टैर्गुणैर्पुमान् स्वच्छ प्रियस्निग्धमाधुर्यस्तीर्थपूनृणां मुनिमुनात्यवामित्रैक्षोभस्पर्शकीर्तने तेजसी तपसादीप्तो दुर्दर्शोदरभाजन सर्वभक्षुभयुक्तात्मानादतेमलमग्निवल् क्वचिच्छन्न क्वचित् स्पृष्ण उपासश्रयमिच्छदां पुङ्क्ते सर्वत्र दातॄणां दहन् प्राहुत्तराशुभम् प्रागुत्तराशुभम् सुमाया स्पृष्टमिदम् सृष्टमिदम् सदसलक्षणम् विभु प्रविष्टमेतत्तल् स्वरूपो अग्निरिवैथसि विसर्गाद्याश्मशानन्दभावादेहस्यात्मना कलानामिवचन्द्रस्यकालेन अव्यक्तवर्मणा कालेन ह्योघवेगेन भूतानां प्रभवाप्ययौ नित्यावपि न दृश्यन्ते आत्मनो अग्नेर्यथार्चिषाम् गुणैर्गुणानुपादते यथा कालविमुञ्चति तेषु युज्यते योगी गोभिर्गामिव गोपति बुध्येते स्वेन भेदेन व्यक्तिस्तमेदल्गदा लक्ष्यते स्थूलमदिवि आत्मा आचावस्थितोऽर्कवद् नादिस्नेह प्रसङ्गो वा कर्तव्य कोऽपि केनचिल् कुर्वन् विन्देत सन्तापम् कपोतमिव धीनदि कपोतनश्चारणे कृतनीडो वनस्पदो कपोत्यावार्या सार्धम् वासगतिजल् समा कपोदो स्नेहगुण्डहृदयो गृहधर्मिणौ दृष्टिम् दृष्ट्याङ्गमेन बुद्धिम् बुद्ध्या भवन्ददु शयासनाडनस्थानवार्ता क्रीडा शनादिकम् भुदिनीभूय विश्रद्धो चेरदुर्वनराजिषु यं यं वाञ्छति स राजन् सुपयन्त्यनि गम्भिदा तं तं समनयन् कामम् कृच्छ्रणे कृच्छ्रेणाप्यजितेन्द्रियाम् कपोदी प्रथमम् गर्भम् गृह्णन्ति कालमागदे अण्डानि सुषुवे नीड सुपत्यु सनिधौ सति तेषु काले विजायन्तम् रचितावयवाहरे शक्तिपितृविभाव्यापि कोमलाङ्गतनुरुह प्रजापुरुषदु प्रीतौ दम्पतीपुत्रवत्सलौ शृणन्दौ कूजिताम् तासाम् निर्वृतौ कलभाषितै तासाम् वदत्रै सुस्पर्शे कूजितैर्मुग्धचेष्टितै प्रत्युग्मैरदीनानाम् पितरौ मुदमापदौ स्नेहानुबन्धकृतया वन्योनिमुष्णुमायया विमोहितौ दीनदियौ शिशून् पुष्पवशदु प्रजाम् एकदा जन्मनुस्तासामन्नार्थम् तौ कुटुम्बिनौ परितकानि यस्मिन्नर्थिनौ चैरदुश्चिरम् दृष्ट्वा ताम् लुब्ध कश्चित् जगृच्छादो वनीचर जगृहे जालमादित्य चर स्वालयान्दिगे कपोदश्च कपोदिज प्रजापोषे सदोत्सुकौ गदौ पोषणमादाय स्वनीडम् जन्मदु कपोदी स्वात्मजान्वीक्ष्य बालकाञ्जालसम्भृतान् तानभ्यदावल् क्रोशन्ति क्रोशदो वृषदुःखिता सहसकृत्स्नेहमुदिता दीनजिता जमाहेया स्वयं चापतिदशयापदान् पश्यन्त वस्मति कपोदश्चात्मजान् बन्धनात्मनोऽप्यधिकान् प्रियान् भार्याञ्चात्मसमां दीनो बिललाभादि दुःखिता अहमेव शरामायम् अल्पपुण्यस्य दुर्मदे अतृप्तस्य अकृतार्थस्य गृहस्थैवर्गीयो हता अनिरूपानुकूला च यस्य मे पतिदेवदा शून्यगृहे मां सन्दिज पुत्रये स्वर्यादि साधुभिः सोऽहं शून्यगृहे दीनो मृतधारो मृतप्रजा जिजीविषयकमर्थं वा विदुरो दुःखजीवित तां सदैवार्दा जिग्मिर्वाञ्छयमृत्युग्रस्तान् ज्येष्ठता स्वयं च कृणशिशु पश्यन्नप्युभुतोऽपदत् तम् लब्ध्वा लुब्धकक्रूर कपोदम् गृहमेधिनम् कपोदगान् कपोदिञ्च सिद्धार्थप्रियौ गृहम् एवम् कुटुम्बशान्ताल्पा द्वन्द्वा रामपदत्रिवल् पुष्णन् कुटुम्बम् कृपण सानुबन्धोऽवसीतति यः प्राप्यमानुषम् लोकम् भुक्तिद्वारमपावृतम् गृहेषु खगवल्सक्तम् तमारुडच्युतम् विदु श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमंसम् संहितायाम् एकादशस्कन्धे सप्तमोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्दनामसङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द So, for Devaki and Vasudev, what we find now is that Krishna has imparted the knowledge of the self through Sri Narada Maharshi to both Vasudev and Devaki. And all these things are indications of Krishna's imminent departure from this world, preparing himself for the departure. That is what you will notice there. That fulfilling certain obligations for the parents Vasudeva and Devaki, this is their last birth, the third time, and Krishna wanted to convey to them that before leaving this world, acquiring of who we are, our own realization of the self is so important that Krishna wanted that message through to Vasudeva and Devaki, but that happened in a different way, in the sense that Sri Narada Maharshi talking to Vasudeva and Devaki, who were bringing the message from King Nimi in the conversation between Navayogindras and King Nimi. That is how this Bhagavatam comes through. So, all this is Krishna is preparing himself to leave. So, and it is at this stage Krishna has felt that more or less all his mission is completed here in this world. So in one instance, one of those days, Krishna was walking through a garden of the Indwaraka. At that time is when all the demigods came to see Krishna. Not only the demigods, the Siddhas, the Charanas, the Gandharvas, the Kinaras, and from Brahma onwards, everybody had come to see Krishna at that time. And they brought with them special flowers from the heavenly planets to offer it to Krishna. They offered all the flowers and they glorified Krishna. A fantastic glorification in that chapter. And you will see one thing, that Lord Brahma has glorified Krishna many times before also, is it not? And you can see from the beginning of Bhagavatam itself, Brahma's glorification. While talking to Sri Narada Maharshi, Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins with glorification of Krishna. Then again, Brahma comes in many, many different instances. For every incarnation, Brahma will come and glorify Krishna. That is the system. Brahma has to come and glorify Krishna before every incarnation. And in the 10th canto, you also notice Brahma made some serious blunder. What was that blunder? Blunder was this. If you remember, at the appearance of Krishna's time, Krishna and all the other demigods all together went to the ocean of milk and complained about the situation in the earthly planet. And all Brahma, Lord Shiva, everybody said, we can't do it. Krishna himself had to take notice of this. And Krishna said to Brahma at that time, that I will come on my own, appeared myself. And I'm inviting everybody to join at that time. And that is how Krishna's appearance happens in this world. So, when Krishna appeared, after being invited by Brahma, Shiva and many others, Krishna appeared here and different pastimes carried on. What did Brahma do? He sat there happily in the Brahmalokam. You have invited Krishna here. Instead of coming here to the earthly planet, offering respects to Krishna, he sat comfortably in the Brahmalokam. It is because of that Akasura's pastimes, if you look in the Bhagavatam, straight after that, Brahma had to come here. Forcefully, he was pulled here. And the Brahma study, if you study, just like Prahlada's study in the Bhagavatam, it is one of the most potent studies in the Bhagavatam, Brahma study. And if you understand the Brahma study's secret behind that, how nicely Brahma has packaged everything into that glorifications, where he says to Krishna, that I did a mistake. I should have come here before being told to come. He has invited, and when Krishna has come here, he sits there in Brahmalokam without caring to come and receive Krishna here. So he should have come and paid his respects to Krishna, even though in Garbhastuti Brahma has spoken. While Krishna was in Devaki's womb, at that time Brahma came and glorified and he went back. He thought that like any other incarnation, this also will pass through in the same way. So Brahma knew very well that he made a mistake. He should have come here and offered his respects to Krishna separately. So this time what happened was, so Brahma Stuti in the Bhagavatam, Garbha Stuti, as well as the Valsasyam, which is the when Brahma made that offense of covering up all the cowherd boys and the calves away from Krishna and the cowherd boys, and where and then Krishna had to look for, Krishna expanded himself into all the calves and cowherd boys. That pastime you will read in the 13th and 14th chapter in the 10th canto, which we spoke before. So, at that time, Brahmastuti is famous, very well known, famous Brahmastuti that is. But here, now Krishna is leaving, so therefore, Brahma decided that this should be one of the top class studi for Krishna. So, Brahma did a fantastic glorification here. What is interesting here, unlike in the Brahmastuti in the Dashamaskandam, in the 10th canto, this Brahmastuti is not due to the meaning that it is very important. Not due to the meaning. Meaning in the other, in the Brahmastuti, in the Dashamaskandam, in the 10th canto is more pregnant with knowledge in there. But this Brahmastuti, this glorifications, Lord Brahma used a particular technique called Shringala Bandham. Shringala Bandham means that when you have like a chain, different links together, one link to another link to another link, like the way Brahma made these prayers. If you look into the verses, you will see there that Shringala Bandham, that whatever word that comes at the end of one verse, that word will be used for the next verse to start with. That's the system. You can see that here. Every verse, if you look, you will see Brahma's prayers. It's like that. In the 6th chapter, it begins with the 7th verse. 6th chapter, 7th verse. Nathasmade nathapadaravindam buddhindriya pranamano vajobhi yachindyade andarkhati bhavayuktir mamukshubhi karma mayori pashat ta. Then, mitvammaya trigunayalpani Durvibhavyam vyaktam srayasya silumbasidal gunastha naidar bhavana jita karma virajyadevai yat sve sukhe avyavahide virato anavadya shuddhirandranam nadutade didurashyanam. In this way, you will see that last word or last letter will be the starting letter for the next verse. In this way. So, that structure of the verse is, one verse is connected to the other verse, and that is what is called Shringala Bandham. Shringala, like a chain, one link to another link, in that way. After that, after the glorifications are over, Brahma says to Krishna, we came to the ocean of milk, and we prayed to you to relieve the Bhumi Devi, burden of this earth. Burden of this earth. Brahma Vacha, Brahma says, 21st verse. Bhumair Bharavadaraya Puravityabhida Prabho Tomasmabirashishalpam Tatatheivopavadidam Tatatheivopavadidam. Bhumair Bharavadaraya Puravityabhida Prabho. That, and you have completed that mission very well. Responsibilities over, for purpose for which you had come, all the activities has been completed now. And if you feel so, we have no objection if you want to go back to the spiritual world, to your abode again. And we are more than happy with what has been done. Practically what Brahma is saying, that all your pastimes, we are pleased with what you have done here. And the problems what the demons were creating here has all been relieved. The Mother Earth is very peaceful now. And there is no necessity to wander around among this human species anymore. There's no need to spend your time anymore with this human species, he's saying here. All we are saying is that if you want to go back, we have no more problem with that. Brahma had to be very careful what he had to say to Krishna. He just can't say to Krishna, now you can go back to Vaikuntham, like that, isn't it? No Brahma can say that to Krishna. Nobody can say that to Krishna. Krishna will come here when he wants to come, and when he wants to go, he will go. That's completely Krishna's choice. But not depending on whether Brahma likes it or not. that is no significance at all. So Krishna says, that's all right, he said. More or less everything has been completed and there is a little bit more work left. Krishna says to Brahma that there is my own people here. There will be a problem if I leave them here. My own people, my race, with whom I am associated with, he said. That because what has happened is that they are so powerful they have become that if I leave them here and go alone on my own, they will destroy this whole place with their strength. So before I go, I have to destroy them. Krishna is saying to Brahma that, and I have arranged everything for that, he says. So, and that will happen very soon. And after saying all this to Brahma and all the other demigods who had come, Krishna kept quiet. Demigods all left. They all went back. And Krishna, after all that meeting with the demigods, everything, went back to Sudharma, that is Krishna's parliament or assembly, where he went to. And when he arrived there, on that particular day, when the assembly was over, Krishna reminded an important thing to all those who were present in the assembly. That Krishna says to them, our race has been cursed by the Brahmanas. Brahmanas have cursed us. And we have decided not to take it very seriously. And we are keeping it quiet about that. But, said, that just like, suppose there is a fire, charcoal or firewood, you can cover it with a cloth and take it in the hand for some time. Afterwards, that fire will burn the cloth and you will start getting, feeling the heat. Similarly, you are trying to cover that curse from the Brahmanas and keeping it covered like this, saying that it will go through like that. It is not going to go through. That's what Krishna said to them. So, that it is, this Brahmanas curses are like that. He said, there is only one, there is no actually remedy for that, but if you keep quiet about that, kulam samulam bhavadi dahadi brahmaswa arani pavaga. Kulam samulam bhavadi brahmaswa dahadi brahmaswa arani pavaga. Just like the in the wood and the fire together, it will burn everything. Similarly, the whole race will be destroyed by this curse from the Brahmanas. So, one's own race, it has got the capacity to burn the curse from these Brahmanas. Therefore, I'm just reminding you that. He said like this and left it there. He didn't say anything further. Now, you can only I can say to you this, he said in the assembly. All of you big personalities here, you can all collectively think about it and find some solution for that. But I can tell you what happened in the past when an incident like this happened, he said. When Daksha was cursed and he came to Prabhasam, Prabhasatirtham, and I remember that he came and bathed in Prabhasam in the past. When he was cursed like this, Prabhasam is on the seashore, and let's say, so if you want to do something like that, you can do it. Saying all this, he left it like that. Krishna didn't say further. And Krishna never said, you should do this or that. Never insisted on anything else. It may be good to go and bathe in the ocean, Prabhasam, and perform some spiritual activities there to free yourself from this problem. Saying like that, Krishna left it, didn't say anything further. What is the reason for that? By now, what has happened is, these Yadavas have changed themselves completely. That they started looking at Krishna even as though he is not an important person. To that extent, it has become like that. So, in the beginning, they were very, very respectful to Krishna. Who? Yadavas. Very respectful to Krishna. Whatever Krishna has spoken, they have taken it seriously and listened to that. Now what has happened, that even the demigods had to have come under their control. Yadavas started feeling in that way. Plus, all the wealth in the Dwaraka, all the wealth, opulences there, this has completely changed their thinking. And they started looking at it, Krishna as, so he's one among them. You see how things can change in people's nature. So when this pride developed inside, then they started thinking even Krishna is not so important. He has not much value to Krishna's words. They started taking it very lightly about that. So, actually, when they were cursed by the Yadavas, when they were cursed by the Brahmanas, the Yadavas should have gone and spoken about that to Krishna, which they didn't do. First mistake. They went and told Ugrasena. Ugrasena also took it very lightly, didn't take it very seriously. After all, the personalities who cursed, they were not even ordinary Brahmanas. They were the rishis themselves, isn't it? You look at that verse, Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra, Angirasa, all the personalities there who were involved in that curse. If you look into the first chapter itself, Vishwamitra, Asita, Kannu Maharshi, Durvasava, Bhrigu, Angirasa, Kashyapa Maharshi, Vamadeva, Atri, Vasishta, Narada. You can't get a higher, better list than that, you see. So these are the people who have given that curse to them. And in spite of that, they didn't feel like taking it very seriously. Just see how Krishna turns our mind from inside when he wants to turn. Anybody, doesn't matter who it is, with his own people, if he can do that, or to talk about others, ordinary people. So that is what happened. And they didn't bother to go and talk to Krishna about that. So even Ugrasena didn't think about it. What to talk about Yadava? The king himself felt that, keep it away, he doesn't have to know about it. On a need to know basis. That's how they started acting with Krishna. He said, they were saying, only if we can't manage it, only then we have to tell Krishna, isn't it? Otherwise, why do we have to tell Krishna? So, this is all the indication that the time has come for them to go. That's the indication of that. Then Yadavas goes and talks to all the acharyas who are present there. And what do we have to do to escape from this? And as Krishna has spoken, let's all go to Prabhasam, they said. And they inquired from them what kind of charity we have to perform there. And everything they have organized for to go to Prabhasam. They have done all that. And after saying this, Krishna left the assembly and walked out from there without further getting involved in that. He spoke all these things and then walked out from the assembly. And hearing all these things, Uddhava was sitting in the assembly. Something is wrong here. Uddhava sensed. There's something wrong in the way Krishna has spoken this and he walked out from the assembly. And one who knows Krishna very well is Uddhava, isn't it? So what Uddhava did was, Uddhava walked with Krishna, along with him. And when Krishna got to his palace, Uddhava was following him. Uddhava was there. Krishna sat down and Uddhava came and paid his obeisances to Krishna. Krishna asked Uddhava, what is the matter? He says to Uddhava. Uddhava says, if you forgive me, he said, that I have a doubt. You shouldn't feel unhappy with me for asking this question. Don't get upset with me, he said. If you allow me to ask, I will ask this question, he said. Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, you can ask me anything you want, he said. Then, did you encourage these Yadavas to go to Prabhasam to relieve them from the curse of the Brahmanas? You have deliberately done that, haven't you? Krishna says, yes, I've done that. But I don't think like that. Uddhava says to Krishna, I don't think like that. Then what do you think? What do you think Krishna says to Uddhava? Uddhava says, if they stay in Dwaraka, they will not be destroyed. You know that. Therefore, you have encouraged them to go to Prabhasam, haven't you? Krishna says, that because the reason is, even though these curses has come from the rishis, those curses cannot have any influence in Dwaraka because Krishna is there. Because of Krishna's presence in Dwaraka, the curse from these rishis also won't have any impact there. Therefore, in order to destroy them, you have to get rid of them from Dwaraka. So they were sent to Prabhasam for that reason, is that not? And you have already planned to destroy them, haven't you? He said. Is that not the reason why you have sent them to Prabhasam? He said. Krishna smiled. Krishna just smiled. He said, that only Uddhava was able to find it out. Nobody else knew. From the way, you remember about Krishna was spoken about Uddhava before. Shukha Brahmarshi also said this. Vrishninam pravaro mandri krishnasya daidasaka shishyo brihaspade sakshal Uddhava buddhi satama. The most intelligent person, this Uddhava, he can feel the pulse of Krishna, how Krishna's way of thinking, how he does things, everything. So Krishna was very pleased that Uddhava has sensed this, what has happened. He says to Uddhava, Uddhava, it is true. There is only another week left. After that, the whole Dwaraka will go underneath the water. Whole Dwaraka will go underneath the water. Dwaraka is going to be destroyed, and very soon all these Yadavas also will be destroyed. Uddhava. And Uddhava at that time paid his obeisances once again to Krishna. 115 years Uddhava had spent his time serving Krishna with him. Not for salary, out of bhakti he served him. And all he was engaged was enjoying the prasadam of Krishna in every level. Then when Krishna's clothes were used, the used clothes from Krishna, Uddhava used to wear as the prasadam. Garlands from Krishna was Uddhava's prasadam. And prasadam, whatever that Krishna has taken, whatever remnants in the plate, it was for Uddhava. In this way, such a close relationship Uddhava had with Krishna. And like a servant, Krishna, Uddhava spent his time with Krishna. It was at that time, Uddhava felt very seriously separation from Krishna. What did Uddhava say? Naham tavangrigamilam kshanardham abhikeshava tektum samulsahe naga sudhamayamamabhi. If you look into Bhagavatam, you will see there. That 43rd verse in the 6th chapter. Naham tavangrigamilam kshanardham abhikeshava tektum samulsahe naga sudhamayamamabhi. Sudhamayamamabhi. Uddhava saying to Krishna that at this time I cannot remain separately from you. I cannot stay away from you. That if the Yadavas are all going to be destroyed, if that is your decision, then it is going to happen. I cannot change that. And I don't have anything to say about it. That is your decision. But don't leave me alone, Uddhava says to Krishna. That if you are going back to your abode, please take me also with you. Saying this, Uddhava paid his obeisances to Krishna again. Krishna again. So, so Krishna is sitting there in the swing. He is sitting there. He says to Uddhava, Uddhava, sit down. We'll discuss all that later. There's something more to be talked about. That is how Uddhavapadesham begins. You see there? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no other place in the Bhagavatam where the knowledge of the Upanishads has been spoken so brilliantly by Krishna has put forward to Uddhava in so few verses what he had to say. You will see that here. He says to Uddhava, sit down, and told Uddhava to sit in front of Krishna there. And for Krishna to take Uddhava to spiritual world, even Putana, who came with the intention of killing Krishna, Krishna sent her back to spiritual world. So many other demons, Valsasura was thrown from here. He didn't come back He went to the spiritual world, never came back from there. And if you look into Bhagavatam Dashamaskandam in the 10th canto, all those different personalities who are given liberation freely by Krishna, he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, it is not a problem for me to take you back. That's not a problem. It's not because of that. But I don't like that way, he says. You should come back on your own. That is what I would prefer. That is what I would prefer. You remember? In Bhagavad Gita also, same statement. Same thing in the Bhagavatam. Alpan, alpanam uddharet. He says to, Krishna says to Uddhava, Alpan, alpanam uddharet. That is the way I prefer that, he says. Alpan, alpanam uddharet. So, why is that? Because that is the rule. Why? We have 8.4 different species of life in this world. And in these 8.4 million different species, human body has been created with a certain purpose. Krishna has created this body with a certain purpose. What is that? This body has a special capacity that it can utilize and develop in such a way that it can come out of this cycle of birth and death. That is only possible in this human body. That is the advantage. And this body has been given all the facilities to develop spiritually and to come out of the cycle of birth and death. Equally, that this body is also capable of destroying us because of the implications of karma. So, if you use it properly, then you can get back to the spiritual world from here, and Krishna doesn't have to take us back. You can get back on your own. And therefore, I prefer it that way. Krishna says to Uddhava, like that. And it is that, then he said to him, Tundu sarvam parityajya sneham sujana bandushu maya veshyamana samyak samadrit vijaraswatam. That is, the whole Ekadasha Skandam is summarized in that one verse. Tundu sarvam parityajya sneham sujana bandushu maya veshyamana samyak samadrit vijaraswatam. That is the sixth verse. You will see one interesting thing here. As usual, all the great personalities, when they want to present something, the important part in a very summary form, they will tell first. They will say that first in a very summarized form. And then they will expand on that and they will summarize it again, everything what they have spoken, in another few verses, and they will conclude that. And that is the same system that Krishna has followed here. These, from 6th verse onwards in the 7th chapter, up to 12, that means 7 verses, Krishna has spoken the whole summary of Ekadasham very well. And then you will, if you compare that, at the end, the conclusion in the 28th chapter, there's another 7 verses, which is very much a reflection of this. In a similar way, like it Krishna has spoken here. Tundu sarvam varityajasneham sajana bandushu mayave shamana samyak samadrit vijaraswadam yadidam manasa vaja chakshurbhyam sharanadibi nashwaram krikyamanamcha vidhi mayamanomayam pumso ayuktasyanato brahmasak gunadoshamat karmadharma vigarmayi gunadoshadiyabhidam tasmanityendriya gramo yuktachittamidam jagal alpanikshasvidadam alpanam mayadhishwari jnana vityana samyukta alpamuda sharirinam alpa anibhavatushta alpa andarayer vihanyase Dosha buddhya ubhaya dido nishedhama nivartade guna buddhya javihidanna karyodiyadar bhaga sarva bodha sukhul shando jnana vijnana nishaya pasyanma alpagam vishyam navibaddi adavai punaha. So, Krishna begins that Tondu sarvam varityajasneham sujane bandhushu maya vishamana samyak samadrik vijarasvagam. Suppose we have been tied somewhere. Suppose we are tied down somewhere. Then he cannot go from here freely. He is tied there, isn't it? But once you are taken out from that bondage, then you can go freely anywhere you want. And all of us are tied in this world with a chain, which has got two links, Ahanda and Mamata, me and mine. Is it not? Ahanda and Mamata. That is how in the Bhagavatam it will say. In throughout Bhagavatam, you will notice this. In every glorifications, these two things will keep coming one after the other. Look at Kundistri to begin in the Bhagavatam in the first canto. What's it all about? It's all about Mamata. Kundi Devi says to Krishna, Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dridam Pandusho Krishnasho. That Sneha Pasham, Mamata, attachment is strong. One chain is this attachment. Other chain is this Aham Mameti. Aham. Ahanda. Ahanda or I am. I am. I am the doer. I am the everything. That I am. That bondage and Mamata, everything is me and mine. These two things. This is what is Bhagavatam all about. In every studi, you will see this coming one after the other. When Kundi Sudhi is talking about Mamata, Bhishma Sudhi is talking about Ahanda. That's the difference. Bhishma Sudhi, if you properly analyze it, you will see all Bhishma has to say is only this one thing. I thought about myself important. That Ahanda inside. And that is what Bhishma is praying to Krishna to take it out from me. Kundi Devi asked for Mamata, attachment from inside. Ahanda comes in Bhishma Sudhi, Mamata comes in Kundi Sudhi. So from canto 1, first canto, Padmaskandam onwards, right up to the end in the Bhagavatam, in all the studies, these two things are coming one after the other. Ahanda and Mamata. Janasya moho yamaham mamedi. I think Rishabhadev also mentions this there. Everywhere you will find this. So, Ahanda, Mamata, Rupam, Shringalani, Bandham. So, first thing is Ahanda. Ahanda means that I am bound with this body, with this thought of I am. Isn't it? My bondage to this body with the thought I am this body. That is the bondage. I am this body is the bondage. And not only that, everything connected with this body, all of these things is the other mamedi, the second knot. The first knot is attachment to the body tied. I am this body. The second knot, everything connected with this body is mine. That's the aham mamedi means that. Ahanda and mamata, aham mamedi means first knot is I am this body, that identification. That's the first knot. Secondly, everything in this world, in some way connected with this body, is mine. Mameti, my attachment. So, it is difficult to break these two knots. The most difficult thing to break these two knots. He says to Uddhava, do one thing, he says to him. If you can break these two knots, you can come back. Very simple, he says to Uddhava. If you can break these two knots, then you can come back. Till then, you have to stay here, he says. So, so if you can do that, Uddhava, you can come back on your own. Where is the problem? Only those two things are the problem. So, when Krishna said this, Uddhava is a very intelligent person. He says to Krishna, Krishna, are you not telling me about sannyasam? He said, not sannyasam you are telling me. He said, Krishna says there that it is, this is the problem. There is no other problem. Sannyasa means this, that when you have broken these two knots, then you are a proper sannyasi. Then you are a proper sannyasi. Otherwise, what sannyasa, what does it mean? It means nothing. Is it not? So, Ahanda Mamata, that, you see how intelligent Uddhava is, you can see that. He gets the real message from there. Whenever Krishna has spoken something, he can find the actual message in the actual, the essence of that message, he will properly detect that. That capacity Uddhava always had. So Uddhava understood that Krishna is talking about proper sannyasam now. He's not looking at the dress, he's talking about proper sannyasa state of consciousness. So Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, the reason these two things, me and mine, that has to be broken, but at the same time, it is this attachment to things. In both aham mamedi, there is one underlying factor. What is that attachment? Attachment to the body and attachment to all the bodily extensions. Like wife, children, parents, this, that, and whatever you may take, all attachment there. So attachment to one's own body, attachment to other bodies as well. So the underlying thing between both is the is that attachment there. So So, why did he not say Uddhava takes sannyasam? Krishna could have said like that. He didn't say that, did he? Instead, he says to Uddhava, if you can come out of this aham amedi, then you are free to come. There is nothing else to stop you. So, if Krishna had told Uddhava, Uddhava, you take sannyasam. Actually, all these things are spoken addressing us, not for Uddhava's benefit. It's for us. But in the Bhagavatam, because it was Uddhava asked Krishna before departure, what will happen to the world who will come afterward, in the people who come afterwards in this world? How will they know about your instructions to the world? So that is how Ekadasham comes out, isn't it? But here, Krishna deliberately didn't say to Uddhava, the word sannyasam he didn't speak at all. Instead mentioned it like this. Because if he had told, Uddhava, you take sannyas then. If he had said like that, what would have happened? We hear that. Our understanding of sannyasam will be a good staff or bamboo staff, a saffron cloth, and a water pot, and the mediyadi, the shoes what they use for sannyasis use traditionally. These things will come to our mind. We won't take the message seriously. Instead, we will see the form outside. External form, we will take notice of it. And we'll start thinking in that direction. That is natural thing in him. Our mind will go in that direction. Every time people see, do the same thing. Is it not? So, so therefore, our memory will go, our thoughts will go in that direction. What is that? That our thoughts will go after the form, the clothes, the dress, the form, and a sannyasi, we will look at it in that way, rather than seeing the sannyasi's inner state of consciousness, which he will not notice it. So deliberately, instead of going in that direction, Krishna started talking about the proper sannyasam inside, in the subtle body. That is why if you look at that verse, tundu saravam parityajya, which is sannyasam. What else? Sneham sajana bandushu, attachment to your own people, family, children, all that, break it away, he says. Sneham sajana bandushu. That is why Krishna's way of explaining sannyasam is like this. So he says to them that these giving up externally things is no use. Krishna says to Uddhava that you can give up so many things in this world, that suppose you had a latest mobile phone in the hand, i5 or whatever that is. You throw that, you have taken sannyasam now. I've thrown my mobile away. It's not going to solve the problem. That doesn't solve any problem. That is what Krishna is saying there. That because these things, to go get it out of the mind, from inside, it has to leave us. So, so if you give up home, wife, children, husband, wealth, everything, externally if you throw them away, it's not going to solve the problem. Because suppose you have given up everything and sat on the river bank, in Ganga river bank, saying that I am become a sannyasi now, all of that will come back to you. You are throwing them out, but they will come back to you inside, and will give you trouble inside, isn't it? So, so we have to get rid of that from inside. That is the difficult thing. Outside you can give it away. It's not a problem. Anybody can do that, isn't it? With a little bit of determination. A lot of people have thrown away things outside and walked out from home. But problem is that if you have thrown away everything and gone, they will all come back to you inside. So how will you? What will you do at that time? That's what he's saying there. So inside, from inside to throw it, how to throw it away. That's what he's talking about. There's a story, two sannyasis went to Benares. They went to Benares. And when they got to Benares, they decided that from now on we'll stay in Benares, they said. Benares was nice, they wanted to be there. They lived there. So meanwhile, what happened? One of them, they were both sannyasis, one of them got to know some local people there. And they became friends, and he invited the sannyasi home, and some relationship started like that. And what happened was, after a while, he felt that it's better I get married. One sannyasi thought, I better get married and settle down here. Why go away from here? He felt comfortable like that. So the other person, he was sitting in the river bank. They want to be in Banaras because of the Ganga river is present there. And then generally it is spoken in many of the Puranas that if you give up your body in Banaras, Lord Shiva will come himself and chant the holy name of Lord Rama in your own ears. And that is why Taraka Mantram they chant in your own ears. So therefore sannyasis generally went to Banaras for a very, very, very long time. So this one sannyasi who went to the river bank and he was absorbed in his spiritual activities, in his meditations, he was thinking, oh my friend who had come with me, look at him. He made this relationship now. He got married nicely and he must be enjoying life comfortably at home. The sannyasi is thinking like this. and he was saying that the other person must be really happy because he is not doing saying this way, I am taken sannyasa, I am suffering here. The other person, he has done the right thing, he got married and he found himself a place to live and he settled down comfortably. But the one who got married, he was thinking that my friend who had come with me, look at him, how serious he is in spiritual life. He is sitting at the river bank, he is in meditation every day, and how qualified and strong he is spiritually in this way. So, and he is sitting there chanting the holy name and thinking about Mahadeva, and he is performing his, living his life like that. So the person who is sitting at home after marriage and sitting at home, he is thinking about that sannyasi who is sitting at the river bank and meditating on Mahadeva, on Lord Shiva. Is meaning there. And the person who is sitting on the riverbank, he is thinking about this person who has given up sannyasam and taken the householder life and living at home, isn't it? And think this person is sitting at home comfortably with his wife and living a good householder life comfortably with together. So these two meditations are going on. The sannyasi there is meditating on this person who has given up sannyasam, and the sannyas person who has given up sannyasam is thinking about the sannyasi who is sitting at the riverbank, isn't it? So what has happened now? The person sitting at home, he gets back to Vaikuntham, and the person sitting at the riverbank, he goes to hell because of this activity. So you can see here, unless we change inside, all these external things are all a waste of time. Externally, it is very easy to do everything. You can change clothes, you can take a title, Saraswati or Puri or Bharati or whatever you want. All this is possible. It's not difficult, isn't it? In sannyasa traditions, all these things exist, isn't it? Puri, Bharati and Saraswati and all different titles. And there will be others also will give you a lot of titles, Maharaj this, or Maharaj that, Maharaj, all kinds of things. But that is not going to change the situation. Situation, unless it changes inside, as Krishna is saying here. This is precisely the reason why Krishna didn't want to talk about sannyasi's externals in his lecture to Uddhava. When he spoke to Uddhava, straight to the point, unless the change happens inside, everything is just external. It has no value. That's why in all those verses, beginning with that, Tandu sarvam parityajya sneham svajane bandushu maya veshyamana samyak samadrik vijarasvagam. In one's words, the whole sannyasa ashram is spoken so well. If you have these things, what Krishna has spoken, you are a sannyasi. That is Krishna's point. Tandu sarvam parityajya. So, you can imagine Krishna's point is very solid here. Reason is that these two persons who we are talking about, who sannyasis who come to Banaras to live their rest of their life in sannyasa ashram, what their consciousness was. From that you can understand that where this filthy body, which is made of flesh, blood, urine, stool, everything, mucus, where this body is not important. Where the body is staying, whether it stays at home, whether it stays outside, that is not the important thing. Krishna says to Uddhava, the important thing is that subtle body inside. That subtle body is inside. And that subtle body has to lose its weight. It carries a lot of weight at the moment. Because of what? Our prarabdha karmam, vasanas inside. All these things has become, made this subtle body very heavy, isn't it? And what else is there? If these two vasanas and prarabdham, that is what this is called ahanda and mamata. Ahanda and mamata is this vasanas are coming out through that, in that way. All these things has to go from the mind, from the mind. And if you give up that from inside, ahanda and mamata has gone from inside, Krishna says to Uddhava, that is the liberated state. That is the liberated state. While studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we must look into the subtle side of things what Krishna has spoken. Not carried away by all the external things and think that the dress is important. Nowhere in the Bhagavatam you will find it spoken about the dress. Even where the dress is spoken, Yudhishthira, when he walked out from the palace, what does it say? Dugu ulavalaya digam. Threw away the royal attire, everything, and walked out from the house. How did Rishabhadev walks out? Without any clothes on, with a stone in the mouth, biting the stone. So he didn't want to use that sense anymore. How did Jadabharata look like? You can see in the Bhagavatam. How did Dattatreya look like? Every great personality in the Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see that they have not spoken any time about their external appearance, rather more about the internal side of it. The internal side is the more important part. So, if you have given up this ahanda and mamata, aham ameti, me and mine, then it is a liberated state. That is the liberated states. Just like if you have darkness in a place, and if you light a match, immediately the darkness goes. Immediately the darkness goes. You don't have to do anything if once you light a match. When the light comes in, darkness goes away, isn't it? So similarly, if our connections with the world is broken, then it is liberated state. If the connection with the world is broken, then it is a liberated state. You don't have to get liberation from anywhere else. And this liberation is concerned, it is not going to come from anywhere, nobody is going to hand it over to you either. All it is this avidya or ajnanam inside us, in the form of ahanda and mamata, if that is wiped out from inside, that is the liberated state. So by nature, every soul, every living entity is liberated. By nature, in the Surubam state, in the Suruba city, they are liberated state. But unfortunately, we are unable to experience that at the moment because of this ahanda and mamata. It is tying us down here. That is all, and then it is liberated state. Krishna says, so that is the important thing Krishna begins with in the Ekadasha Skandam about his instructions. So, just like one person says that about fasting. He said, fasting is not a difficult thing, he said, because he didn't have any money to buy food. So he said, it's not difficult. Fasting is not difficult, he said. That similarly, for getting liberated, you don't have to do anything. It's not by doing that you will get liberated. We also have this misconception in us, isn't it? That is why that Upanishad statement, Pariksha Logan Karmachidan, Nurvedamaya Lagrita Kridena. So all what we have acquired in these several lifetimes, if we can throw it away, that is the liberated state. That is what liberation means. Nothing is going to come from outside. What you already have, you have to get rid of it. That is liberation. That's what he's saying there. Tontu sarvam paritejya sneham. Because what we have acquired here got attached to so many things in this world, isn't it? Wealth, family, friends, relations, society, this, that. So all bodily identification, in other words. Tontu sarvam paritejya sneham sajana bandhushu. Just like they give the example that a person, he brought a huge piece of stone, marble, and gave it to a person who carves different forms. And he told him that, I would like to have Krishna from this stone, from marble stone. What did he do? He cut different pieces from that stone, everything that is not Krishna. And Krishna's form appeared there in the stone, in the form automatically, isn't it? So, what did he do? That everything that is not Krishna's form, he taken out from that stone, and it became Krishna. Naturally, he started calling it as Krishna immediately after that, isn't it? Similarly, in us also, in our Swarupam, in our identity, what we are not, we have put it there. Ragam, dvesham, kamam, krotham, lobham, moham, madam, malsaryam, ahamba, mamada. All these kind of things is what we are not. That all has come and got filled inside. If we have thrown them out from inside, then we have come to our pure identity of the self. That is what he is saying here. Sarvam paritaja sneham. Uddhava paid his obeisances again to Krishna. But Krishna says to Uddhava, to bring all this into practice, it's a bit difficult, which we all agree. Everything is so nicely spoken in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says to Uddhava, but to bring that everything into practice is, it's a bit difficult. And that is our present situation. You can see Krishna himself says Uddhava was saying this to Krishna, that everything what you've spoken is fantastic. I fully agree with everything what you said, but how to make it into practice? And you see that verse, 16th verse in the 7th chapter. Soham, mamaham, me and mine. Soham, mamaham, idi moodam adiru vikadam. Tvanmayaya virajidalmani sanubandhe. Tatvanjasa nigaditam bhavata yathaham samsadhayami. Bhagavan anishadhi pratyam. Soham mamahamidi. When ahanda and mamata, these two things are there, it is impossible to advance in the path of spiritual life. There is no question of advancement. Soham mamahamidi, mudhamadhi, vigadam tvanmayaya virajit atmani sanubandhe. So, therefore he is saying here, jiva's situation is like that. They are bound. Jiva's situation is bound. And what does that mean? It means that I am this body, the first thing. And everything what I enjoy with this body is mine. Is mine. And things which are not in agreement with me, they are my enemies. They are my enemies. These things have come and got settled very strongly inside all of us. Isn't it? That connection is so strong inside. My family, my parents, my country, my society. In this way, that connection, identification with the body, which is called adhyasam in the shastram, another word is adhyasam. That adhyasam is so strong inside, aham amedi, and it is not possible to throw it away in an instant. It's not possible. So, therefore, Uddhava says to Krishna, you have to help me to get rid of this from inside. That's how Uddhava puts it. You have to help me to get rid of this from inside. Krishna says to Uddhava, sit down. There is a little bit of work you have to do for that. It's not that simple, he says. That in order to get rid of things, you have to become a little thoughtful in life. That tendency to reflect, that one must develop in life, not to be like a machine. One has to develop the nature of analyzing things properly. That capacity to discriminate things, you have to cultivate that, Uddhava. Krishna says to Uddhava like that. And that is called Vivekam. Ability to discriminate things properly. And I'll tell you a story for that. If you hear this story, you will develop that discriminative power. And that is how Krishna's instruction starts. For everything, you can see in the Ekadasi Skandam, there are four important Gita spoken. The Tatraya Gita, Hamsa Gita, Bhikshu Gita and Aila Gita. And these four Gitas, that is in the Ekadasham, is only to strengthened this statement. Tondu sarvam paritejya sneham sajane bandhushu mayavesha mana samyak samadrak vijarasuda. In order to say, explain this, expand on this, Krishna spoke that famous what is known as the Dattatreya Gita. He says to Uddhava, Uddhava, if you hear this story, then you will develop proper vairagyam in life, proper discrimination inside. That means you have to know what you should accept in life and what you should reject in life. That capacity to accept things, what you have to accept and what you have to reject. At the moment, most of us don't know what we should accept and what we should reject. And this discrimination is required 100% in spiritual life. In material life, if things go wrong, it doesn't matter. But in spiritual life, if this discrimination is not there, you can go waste a lot of your time in life in that way. That's what will happen. That is why Krishna is saying this. That giving us an example of a person who used his discriminatory power so effectively that he was able to make Uddhava aware that unless you are discriminating, proper discrimination in life, all the time, particularly in spiritual life, he says to him that what you don't need in spiritual life, you have to know how to throw it away. And this you have, you must have that capacity to do so. If you don't have that, then things will get very difficult. So, in order, for that purpose, I'm going to say this story, he says, prior to me, way back before me, in my own family, there was a great personality by name Yadu, by whose name, who was the son of Yayati, and from whose name Yadavas have come. And he was wandering around in this world, and while he was traveling all over, he came to Kaveri River. And on the banks of the river Kaveri, he meets up Dattatreya Maharshi. Dattatreya Maharshi was lying there on the river bank of Kaveri, and he met up with Dattatreya there. When he saw Dattatreya Maharshi, King Yadu was in a shock seeing Dattatreya like this. When he looked at Dattatreya, the face looks very effulgent, extremely blissful and happy state. And he didn't have anything with him. He had no clothes and he had nothing with him, not even a water pot. Even the minimum things he didn't have. But looking at Dattatreya, Yadu felt that there is something so special about him. Yadu felt that something special about Dattatreya. Yadu is thinking, I have got so much opulences. Big palace, army, big treasury, and subjects. Anything what you are thinking about in this world, he had everything. As far as opulence and happiness in this life is concerned. But I am not feeling that bliss. What Dattatreya is feeling, why is it like this? This is how Yadu was an intelligent person, isn't it? So, and when I look at Dattatreya, he doesn't have anything with him. No clothes, no food, no place to stay, and not even a water pot, what to talk about, anything else. Completely free from everything and lying there on the riverbank, in Kaveri riverbank, and extremely blissful. And here I am, I've got everything. The palace is there, treasury is there, the subjects are there, and army is there. In every way, Yadu is very comfortable at home, at the palace. Why am I like this? I'm not feeling that same blissful nature what Dattatreya is feeling. So how is this possible that he was able to stay in this situation? And so he goes up to Yadu, he goes to Dattatreya Maharshi, and asks Dattatreya Maharshi, how is that possible for you to be happy like this? Why am I not happy? He says. So Dattatreya says to him that, if I tell you what it is, you are going to get a shock, he said, to Yadu. That And then he says to him that I have got a lot of teachers in this world, he said. There's a lot of teachers who I have got here. And seeing him, Yadu says, who are these teachers you are talking about? Then, if I tell you who they are, you may think, oh, let me go and see them. Then first, you don't have to rush, he says, stay here. And then he gave a list of 24 gurus there. Prithivi Vayurakasham Apogni Chandraman Revi Kapodamachakara Sindhu Patanga Madhura Gaja Madhuha Harino Meena Pingala Kurara Arbaha Kumari Sharagal Sarpam Urna Nabhi Supeshakral. 24. First five material elements are my gurus, he says. Prithivi Vayu Akasham Avam Agni. Five material elements, he says. These are the Yadu says to Dattatreya, I see them every day. Your gurus, your 24 gurus, I am seeing them every day. But none of them came to me and instructed me about spiritual life, anything. Nobody came to me. Then Dattatreya says, Yadu, they didn't come and instruct me. I have taken them as my spiritual master. And I learned this from them. They even don't know that I am their disciple. He says, they don't even know that I am their disciple. And mutually we have no relationships. This is how spiritual life is. Mutually we have no relationships. But the message is getting through. That is more important. Whereas it is easy to say, I've got a disciple, I'm a disciple this, disciple that, and establish your discipleship or guruship. That's all useless. This is spiritual life. That you get the message through. If you've got the message in, that is the relationship. Spiritual life is too subtle for us to understand from the gross level. But he says here, Dattatreya says to Yadu, that we have no relationship, but they are my spiritual masters. They are my spiritual masters. So, therefore, therefore, there is one good thing about it. What is that? That when you see something good, which is helping you in your spiritual advancement, that you would like to become like that. And when you see that somebody is not giving you the right direction, then you don't want to become like that. You don't want to become like that. That's all you have to learn from others in spiritual life. But we have no connection with them. You take from them what is necessary for your realization and leave them. Similarly, if you find that something in them is not favorable for realization, leave them. That's all spiritual life is about. And in that way, if you look at the whole world, the world itself is your teacher. We'll say teacher. And in order to teach us this right and wrong thing, that discrimination Krishna talked about in the beginning, for that purpose, these 24 spiritual masters were introduced here. And different things they learned from them. Different things. Each one of them are teaching different things. Earth is teaching one thing, air is teaching another thing, sky is teaching another thing, which we have gone through in detail before. But we won't discuss it in that way. Prithivi, Vayu, Akasham, Avam, Agni, Chandraman, Revi. Then Kapodam, Ajagaram, Sindhu, Padangam, Madhugad, Gaja. Madhuha, Harinam, Meena, Pingala, Kuraram, Arbhaga. Kumari, Sharagra, Sarpam, Urnanabhi, Subeshagra. 24 of them. It is explained in the Bhagavatam, you can read through it, each one of them, what they are teaching us. We won't look through that in detail, but one or two things. What Krishna said there, first thing he told us that attachment should go. Sneha nirasam, it's called. Sneha nirasam. Sneha nirasam means able to break up that attachment. In this you will find in the 24 spiritual masters that sneha nirasam, that means breaking up that attachment, is the most difficult thing in this world. in order to find out how to get rid of this attachment, that is the most important thing, isn't it? It's an easy way of finding it out, how to get rid of that. If only you find out how this attachment developed in the first instance, how the attachment developed in the first instance. Why do we get attached to somebody in this world? Husband to wife, wife to husband, parents to children, children to the parents. All this attachment, how did it develop? We have this false understanding, it is for the benefit of that object. Actually, it is not. Because we wanted some happiness from that. Whether it's wife or husband or children or friends or anything for that matter. Attachment developed inside us because we wanted some happiness from that relationship, isn't it? So we start thinking that this attachment is good for me because it's helping me to be peaceful in life and keeping me happy in this life. So I got attached to one person in that way, isn't it? But if that attachment to that person, if that becomes a cause of distress to us, what will you do? You will break that connection. Simple, isn't it? It's not difficult to understand. You get attached to somebody and attachment has developed strongly because you felt that that attachment is helping you for your happiness, to become happy. You want to become happy, that's why you get attached. Any moment, if that person is becoming, causing distress to you, that attachment will break. Is it not? This is simple. Attachment will go. Suppose somebody, husband or wife, you take for that example. If she is constantly nagging you, or if he is constantly acting in a way which is not very pleasing, then whether it's husband or wife, finished, gone. Is it not? It's a simple thing. That's why all the divorces happen in this world. Why? What else? So you can understand from that, this attachment was not for the object you have developed the attachment. For your own happiness, you develop the attachment. If that object is not giving you attachment happiness anymore, attachment goes. It's finished with that. So if you understand this underlying principle, that that if you find that that very person whom you were getting attached to is not anymore giving you that happiness, he is not anymore your object of attachment. It breaks away. For example, sometimes you can see in family life, you can see this. You looked after your children very well. They grew up, isn't it? After a while, they became very independent and sometimes they can turn against you also. They start giving you trouble. Ultimately, the father will say, if you don't come in front of me, I'll pay my obeisances to you. Please don't come and see me. A day will come like that. It's not unusual at all. All these things do happen in life. There's nobody can say that this doesn't happen. It always happens. So practically, if that person, whether even if it is his son or daughter, one day when they become themselves a cause of distress to you, or you are not getting that happiness from that person, instead he becomes a cause of distress for you, then that relationship is gone. So simple relation, things are very simple in one sense, that we think that, oh, how can you break the attachment? People ask this question. But if you understand this principle on which this attachment is built up, mainly because it's giving you some happiness, you have got into this attachment. No matter who it is, wife, children, husband, parents, no matter whoever it is, from the spiritual point of view, when you look at things, you are on your own here. There is nobody with you to think that, oh, I got my family back up, I got my society backing me up. Nobody can back you up. When you are on your own, you came on your own, you leave this place on your own. That is the reality, isn't it? So, actually you can see, behind all these things, actual attachment is for yourself. You like yourself. That is what is the attachment. That's where the attachment. So, so your life. You remember this in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Yajnavalkya Maharshi says to Maitreyi the same thing. We have spoken about it so many times before. The same story. Yajnavalka Maharshi had two wives. To one wife he gave all the property. To other wife he was leaving, and she said that, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to the forest." At that time, Yajnavalka Maharshi, Maitreyi says, the wife says to Kartikeyani, says to Yajnavalkya, that if you are going to the forest, you must have something more valuable there in the forest than what you have got here. Yajnavalka Maharshi at that time says to Maitreyi that the important thing is this: nobody loves anybody for their benefit, for others' benefit. It's for their own benefit they love. That means, Atmanastu Kamaya Priyam Bhavati. That Atmanastu Kamayam, for Atma's sake, because inside Atma wants thy happiness, so you are going and loving others for that purpose. So everything is for the sake of the soul. We are doing like this. Whatever we do, Atma means the self, for that purpose. So not for the others' benefit, whether it's wife or children, whatever. If you understand this principle, that then loving relationship with others, that does not mean that because you have understood this principle, then you start fighting with everybody after this, now that this is the principle. But everything else becomes just a duty then. You do it because they have, due to prarabdham, they had come in our life. When the prarabdham is finished, they will go. If you keep that inside and accept all the relationships in that way in this world, then you won't suffer from that. Everybody, whether it's husband, wife or family members or anybody, whoever has come in our life is only purely due to prarabdham. Some accounts that has not been settled in the previous lifetimes, they have come to settle now. And once that is settled, they will go their own way. You don't have to be so concerned. But if you take it, that is what's called a duty. If you take it in that spirit, then you will not get attached anywhere. Instead, and that kind of relationship will not create bondage, if you take it in that way. But instead, if you think that, oh, she is very attached to me, I am very attached to her, and if on that principle, if you live in this world, it is going to cause a lot of distress later. So this is all you have to learn in this Sneha Nirasam. That is what Sneha Nirasam means. Therefore, in order to give us that example, Krishna gives us one of the fantastic examples in the Bhagavatam, which is always quoted by everyone who speaks on the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the story of the two birds, Kapotam and Kapoti. Male bird and female bird. Once it so happened, actually, he is telling our story through the birds. Shukha Brahmarshi did not want to offend us directly by saying this to us. Birds, he can understand if it happens to the birds. But when it happens to the human society, what can you say? That is why Shukha Brahmarshi deliberately, actually he wanted to tell us. But he used this example very well, because this example fits in so well that if you read that example in the Bhagavatam, you may start thinking, am I not doing the same thing? This will come to you naturally, in a natural way. He says to him that if a male bird was living happily in the forest, and he had his own nest in one of the trees. He built his own nest and he was living there. It was a one-bedroom flat. So suddenly he thought, I should upgrade myself now. And the first upgrade is getting married. Why shouldn't I get married? He thought, if I get married, I'll be comfortable in life. Thinking like that, he went and found another bird, got married to her. So when they came together, they were so blissful together in the beginning. They said, we have to move from this nest. It's not good enough for a family. We need a either move to a house or to a two-bedroom or three-bedroom flat, whatever. When we have children in the future, planning for the future, as they say. So they started planning for the future, and both of them worked very hard, expanded their facilities, accommodation, everything. You will have to look at them at that time, their happiness. When you look at them, you have to, and fantastic grihastha ashrama. You will never see a grihastha ashrama like that. we did this Kapodam and Kapodi together. And if you see that, you will start thinking, this is how one should be. So impressive it was. You will get the impression, this is how one should live in this world. Such an identification together in everything what they did together. They will always go together outside. They will sleep together, sit together, talk to each other all the time. And even for getting food from outside, they'll go together. So much unity in everything what they did. So, this whole scenario changed one day. When was that? If you look at that 7th chapter, we will see when that changed. Kapodi pradamam garbham grhnadi kalamagade andani sushuve nide subhatyu sannidhau sadhi. When she got pregnant one day, the Kapodi got pregnant. Kapodi got pregnant one day. At that time, everything changed. When she got pregnant, Kapodam became very busy then, isn't it? Because Kapodi is pregnant now. So, Kapodam decided that housework and everything I have to complete before the baby comes, isn't it? So he was busy with, like we do, busy with the solicitors and all the looking for the apartment and just whatever we are doing, it's not much different. It's different, done in a different level, that's all. The Kapodam goes out and brings more stuff to make the accommodation more comfortable, because when the babies come, there should be sufficient heating. And of course, they don't go like us. We go a little bit more sophisticated way. They are more simple than us. So, and they settle down together, expecting the baby. Very soon, she had four or five babies had come. And Kapodi stayed home, looking after the babies and keeping the house very warm for the babies in that way. And Kapodam is so busy, extremely busy, because wife is there, had the delivery and the babies are there. And he has to go and bring food now, not only for himself, but for all the other family members as well, all of them, isn't it? And also he has to make sure that other bigger birds won't come and give trouble to the wife and the children, isn't it? So practically you can see that the Kapodam was totally busy all the time. And after a while, the delivery was over and she was freed from the pain, everything. She got her strength back. The Kapodi got her strength back and she got up and she can start doing things a little bit more. Physically she was able to do that. And she also decided to help the husband. She was telling the husband, if you work so hard, one day you will get sick. I should also go out with you, and both of us should, if two people are working, then we will earn more, don't we? We can pay all our bills then. For everybody is working in the house. Eventually the children also, if everybody is working, we can pay all our bills, our standard of life will be very high. Kapodam is talking about economy to Kapodi. Kapodi is convinced that it is the fact of life, we have to do like that. So, altogether, they went outside, both Kapodam and Kapodi, one day. At that time, a hunter came that way with the net. And he was hungry himself. And he had his net in his hand. And these little ones have come out from the nest. And they were playing around outside. He put the net on them, all of them inside the net. And he knew very well that after a while, he was looking for the bigger ones. The Kapodam and Kapodi, he wanted them to get, these were small ones. So he waited there, and after some time, that Kapodi came first with all the food for the babies. And she was in anxiety, naturally like a mother, wants to see the babies. And with all that anxiety, she has brought the food for them. When they came back, and when she looked at the tree, she couldn't find the babies there. None of them were there. But she could hear their sound from somewhere. When she looked down, that babies were caught in the net and they were crying. And they were become so weak, crying inside the net. They got so weak. And the mother sat in the, mother understood, mother knew what the net means. She's going to, she knew she had no way of getting them out from there. So she sat on the branch of the tree and cried there. Cried there, sitting there and cried there for a long time. And suddenly a thought came to her mind. What's my life without these babies? What's the point in me living here in this world? So she also decided to join them. The hunter also knew this very well. When he put the net, he knew very well she will come one day and she will jump into the net. Hunters, they know their business. So that's exactly what happened. She jumped into the net, and after a while, the Kapodam came, the male bird, and he also came, and he started thinking, what's my householder life now? That my whole householder life is finished. Wife is inside the net. All the babies are inside the net. Now, sometimes he also sat down there and cried, and eventually he also jumped into that net. So, the male bird, the female bird, Kapodam and Kapodi, and all the babies, all of them dead inside the net. Why did this happen? Because of attachment. Because of attachment. Here is where you have to see the Krishna's important instruction there. Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, is this the right thing to do in life? Is this the right thing to do in life? That then if it was possible for you to protect the children from the net, you should do it. But if you can't do it, what was the point in jumping into that net? You will see this important instruction. That so many people are suffering in this world, is it not? And if you go and jump into that and thinking that you can save them, and in that process you yourself get destroyed in that process, then is that very good intelligence Krishna is asking there? Look at that verse, what Krishna says there. That is important lesson to learn from that. He says that ya prapya manusham logam, last verse, mukti dwaram abhavridam griheshu khagaval saktam tamarudachudam vidu. Ya prapya manusham logam mukti dwaram abhavridam griheshu khagaval saktam tamarudachudam vidu. What is the point? Krishna saying, you got a human body for a different purpose. Kapodam is an example. He is addressing us. Krishna is saying, you have been given a human body. So many things will happen in this life. Many people will come into your life. Many people will live in your life. Instead of getting attached to them and getting involved in that, ya prapyamanusham logam mukti dwaram abhavridam, this body has a higher purpose of realizing the self. Instead of utilizing for that, getting implicated in this attachment business and getting destroyed yourself, is that very good intelligence? Krishna is saying to Uddhava, that is what it means. Ya prapyam ayusham logam, why? Mukti dwaram abhavridam. This is the opportunity to escape from here. Mukti dwaram abhavridam. The door for liberation is open, it says. Door for liberation is open. Mukti dwaram abhavridam. Griheshu grihaval saktam. If we get stuck in the house and the family life, griheshu grihaval saktam tamarudachudam vidu. That is the end of your spiritual life, he says like that. And saying this, he said that, is that not good intelligence? Krishna says to Uddhava, that you got this human body, and like this Kapodam and Kapodi, you got attached in the same way and destroyed your life. If you have understood this principle, then you can come out of this sneham. Sneha nirasam, it is called. And so, this is the story. Through this story, we are supposed to understand our life, purpose of this life, and to live in that direction. Prarabdham will come in life. There's nothing you can do about it. They'll come and they'll go. Once that's finished, it's gone. But human life has a higher purpose. That is what Krishna's point is. As I mentioned before, Ekadasha Skandam is at that stage when it is spoken that Uddhava is ready to listen and accept it, what Krishna is saying there. So, Sneha Nirasam has been spoken now. And in the next thing, like Sneham, there is another one thing called Asha. Asha means desire. Asha. So, Sneha Nirasam, next one is Asha Nirasam. That, just like Sneha Nirasam, this connection with the world, with other people, it is a difficult thing to give up, connection with others. And the principle for that, how to do that, is that's what is spoken in the next two chapters, 8 and 9. Asha Nirasam, it is called, which we will look at after a few minutes.
Chedodarpanamarjanam bhavamahadavagninirvavanam Shreyakaidavachandriyavivaranam Vidhyavadhujeevanam Anandam budivardhanam Pradipadapurnamradaswadhanam Sarvatnasavanam varam vijayade Shri Krishna Sangirtanam Namnamagari bahuda nijasarvashakti Natrapidane nidasvaralena gala Edabrishitavakribabhagavan mamavi Durdeva Vedrashamiha Janina Nuragaham Tranaramishuni Jaina Tarurabi Sahishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtani Yasadahani Majanam Nasundahim Kavidambo Jagadisha Kamai Mama Janmani Janmani Shuri Bhavadad Matirahai Dugintwai I am under the new Jagingaram Padidamam Shame Bhavamudu Rubayatavada Bangajastida Duli Sadasham Vijindayam Nayanam Galadashudhaya Namgad Galadhaya Pulagir Nijanam Gadava Bhutavanama Grahani Bhavishani Yugaidam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishaidam Shunyaidam Jagal Sarvam Govinda Virahenami Ashvashyava Padradam Vinashtumam Adarshanam Armahadam Karyodhuva Yadadadava Vidadadulam Vado Malpranathastuna Yamanakaram Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govindam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Ashtamo Dhyaya Brahmana Vacham Sukhamaindrikam Rajan Surge Naragam Evacha Dehinam Yadhyada Dukkam Tasmane Chedalbuda Grasam Samrishtam Virasam Mahantam Sogam Eva Yadurcha Eva Abadidam Graseda Ajagaro Kriya Shaidahani Burani Miraharo Anubakkama Yadi Nobanam Main Graso Maha Ahinio Vishtabo Ojasaho Belegam Vibradehamagarmagam Shayano Vidan Drascha Nehadendri Vanabi Muni Prasanna Gambiro Druiga Hyo Duratea Anandamaru Achobiam Stamido Odamivarnava Samardhamo Hinova Narayana Varomini Mol Sarpedama Shusheda Sarit Bivasagara Drushtwa Stream Devamayam Tadbhavi Rajidendriya Prabhida Padatyande Tamasagno Padangavan Yushidhiranyam Branambara Adi Dravyeshumaya Rajideshumoda Prabhida Alma Ubaboga Buddhya Padangavan Nashyadi Nashta Drishti Stogam Stogam Grase Grasam Dehovartida Yavada Grihana Himsana Tishte Prati Madhuvirimuni Anubhishta Mahalbhishta Shastra Ibhikushalo Nara Sarvada Saram Adadhyan Pushpe Bhimivashal Padam Sayandanam Shastanam Vana Sangrihini Dvichidam Pani Vatro Dharamatro Machigevana Sangrihi Sayandanam Shastanam Vana Sangrihini Dvichuga Machigami Vasangrihanan Sahadena Vinashyadi Padabhi Udin Vichu Naspushedera Dharavi Mabhi Sprishan Kariva Vadheda Kariniyam Angasangada Sadika Chen Sriyam Prajna Krakashin Murtimal Pana Baladi Sahanyeda Gajay Anir Gajoyadham Nadeyam Nobogim Jalibdeja Dukasanjidam Bungte Tadabhiya Chanyo Maduhe Vartavin Madhu Sudukho Barjervite Ashasana Mrihashisha Maduheva Grado Bunte Edirve Grihamethinam Grammy Gidam Du Grammy Gidam Ashunyat Edir Banajarek Vajil Shikshed Harinyat Badda Mragayor Gidamo Hidal Nityavaitra Gidani Jushan Grammyani Yoshidam Asam Kridanago Vashya Krishashango Mahisuda Mrigisuda Jihoyadi Pramadinya Janura Samimo Hida Mrutu Mruchade Salbuddir Minas Tu Badishayatha Indriyani Jayandi Ashuniraha Ramanishina വർജയിത്വാദുരസനം നന്ദിനന്നസ്യ വർദ്ധതേ താവജിതേന്ദ്രിയോനസ്യ അജിതേ വിജിതേന്ദ്രിയ ഇന്ദ്രിയ പുമാൻ ന ജയേത് രസനം യാവജിതം സർവം ജിതേരസേ പിംഗളാനാമവേശ്യാസീ വിദേഹനഗരേ പുരാ തസ്യാമേ ശിക്ഷിതം കിഞ്ചിൻ നിബോധ നിർബന്ധന സാ സ്വൈര്യനേകതാകാന്തം സങ്കേതമുപനേഷ്യതി അഭൂത്കാലേ ബഹിർദ്വാരേ ബിഭ്രതി രൂപമുത്തമം മാർഗമാഗച്ഛതോ വീക്ഷ്യ പുരുഷാൻ പുരുഷർഷവ താ ശുൽക്കദാൻ മിത്തവദ കാന്താൻ മേനേ അർത്ഥകാമുകാം ആഗതേഷു മയാദേഷു സാ സങ്കേതോപജീവിനി അപ്യന്യോവിത്തവാൻ കോപി മാമുപേക്ഷതി പൂരിത ഏവം ദുരാശയാദ്വസ്തന്ദ്രാദ്വാര്യമലം അവലം വ്യതി നിർഗച്ഛന്തി പ്രവിശതി നിഷിതം സമബദ്ധ്യത തസ്യാ വിതാശ്യാ ശിഷ്യ വക്ത്രായാദീന ചേതസ നിർവേദ പരമോജ്ഞേ ചിന്താഹേതു സുഖാവഹ തസ്യാ നിർമ്മണചിത്തായാം ഗീതം ശൃണുയഥാ മമ നിർവേദമാശാഭാഷാനാം പുരുഷസേദാഹ്യസി ന ഹ്യങ്കാ ജാത നിർവേദോ ദേഹബന്ധം ജിഹാസതി യഥാ വിജ്ഞാനരഹിതോ മനുജോ മമതാം നൃപ പിംഗളോ വാച അഹോ മേ മോഹവിഗതതിം വശ്യതാവിചിതാൽപന യാ കാന്താദസദ കാമം കാമേയേന ബാലിഷ സന്തം സമീപീരമണം രതിപ്രദം വിത്തപ്രദം നിത്യമിമം വിഹായ അകാമതം ദുഃഖമയാദിശോകം മോഹപ്രദം തുച്ഛമഹം ഭജേജ്ഞ അഹോ മയാത്മാ പരിതാപിതോ വൃഥ സാങ്കേതി വൃത്യാദി വിഗ്രഹ വാർത്തയ സ്ത്രൈനാന്നരാദി അർത്ഥദൃശോ അനുശോച്യാൽ ക്രീതേന വിത്തം രതിമാത്മനേച്ഛതി യദസ്തിർനിർമിതവംശവശ്യം സ്തൂണം ധ്വജ രോമനഖൈ പിനദ്ധം ക്ഷരം നവദ്വാരമകാരമേതൽ വിൺമൂത്രപൂർണം മധുവൈതി കന്യ വിദേഹാനാം പുരേ അസ്മിന്നഹമേകൈവ മൂഢതി യാന്യമിച്ഛന്ദസത്യസ്മാൽ ആത്മദാത് കാമമച്യുതാൽ സുഹൃത് പ്രേഷണമോ നാഥ ആത്മാചായം ശരീരിണാം തം വിക്രിയാത്മനൈവാഹം താരമേനേന യഥാരമാ ക്രിയേൽ പ്രിയം ദേവി ഭജൻ കാമായേ കാമദാ നര ആദ്യന്തവന്തോ ഭാര്യായം ദേവാവാ കാലവിദ്രുതാം നൂനമേ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രീതോ വിഷ്ണു കേനാവികർമ്മണ നിർവേദോയം ദുരാശായ എന്മേ ജാതസുഖാവഹ മൈവം മന്ദഭാഗ്യായം ക്ലേശാ നിർവേദഹേതവ ഏനാനുബന്ധം നിഹൃത്യ പുരുഷ ശമമൃച്ഛതി തേന ബോധമാദായ രസാഗ്രാമ്യസംഗത ത്യക്ത്വാ ദുരാശാ ശരണം വ്രജാമി തമധീശ്വരം സന്തുഷ്ടാ ശബ്ദദത്യഥാലാഭേന ജീവതി വിഹരാമനേർവാഹമാത്മരാരമണേന വൈ സംസാരകുപേപതിഷൈർമുഷിതേ അക്ഷണം ഗ്രസ്തം കാലാഹീന ആത്മാനം കോന്യസ്ത്രാതുമധീശ്വര ആത്മേവ ഹി ആത്മനോഗോപ്താ നിർവേദ്യതേ ധാഗിലാൽ അപ്രമത്തമിതം വശ്യൽ ഗ്രസ്തം കാലാഹീന ജഗത് ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഉവാച ഏവം വ്യസനമതിർദുരാശാം കാന്തദർശജാം ചിത്തോപശമമാസ്ഥായ ശയ്യാമുപവിവേശസ ആശാഹിപരമം ദുഃഖം നൈരാശ്യം പരമം സുഖം യഥാ സജ്ജിന്യകാന്താശാം സുഖം സുഷാപിംഗള ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംശം സംവിധായം ഏകാദശസ്കന്ധേ അഷ്ടമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ നാമോധ്യായ ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഉവാച പരിഗ്രഹോ ദുഃഖായ യദ്ദിൽ പ്രേതമന്ദ്രണാം അനന്തം സമാപ്നോതി തദ്വിദ്വാൻ യസ്തുകിഞ്ചന സാമിഷം ഗുരണം ജഗ്ദുർബലിനോയേ നിരാമിഷ തദാമിഷം വിനിത്യ സസുഖം സമവിന്ദത നമീ മാനവമാനോ ഉസ്തോ ന ചിന്താഗേഹപുത്രണാം അൽപക്രീഡ ആത്മരതിർവിചരാമിഹ ബാലവൻ ദ്വാവേവ ചിന്തയാമുക്തോ പരമാനന്ദമാപ്ലുതോ യോ വിമുക്തോ ജഡോ ബാലോ യോ ഗുണേഭ്യപരം ഗത കുചിൽ കുമാരി ത്വാത്മാനം വൃണാനം ഗൃഹമാഗതാൻ സ്വയം താൻ അർഹയാമാസ ക്വാപി ആദേശു ബന്ധുഷു തേഷാമയോ വ്യവഹാരാർത്ഥം ശാലീന്ദ്രസിമാ അർത്ഥിവ അവഗ്നന്ദ്യാ പ്രകോഷ്ഠസ്ഥ ചക്രുശംഖാസ്വനം മഹത് സാ തജ്ജുഗുപ്സിതം മത്വ മഹതീ വ്രീണിത തഥാ ഭവഞ്ജൈകൈകശ ശംഖാൻ ദ്വോ പാണിയോരശേഷയൽ ഉഭയോരപ്യൂദ്ഘോഷ അവഗ്നധ്യാസ്മ ശംഖയോ തത്രാപ്യേകം നിരമിത് ഏകസ്മാൻ നാഭവധ്വനി അനുശിക്ഷമം ദസ്യ ഉപദേശമരിന്തമ ലോകാനുചരം നേതാൻ ലോകതത്വ വിൽസയ വാസേ ബഹൂനാം കലഹോ ഭവേദ്വാർത്വാദ്വയോരപി ഏകമേവ ചരേ തസ്മാൽ കുമാര്യാമിവ കങ്കണ മനമേകത്ര സംയുജ്യാജിതശ്വാസോജിതാസന വൈരാഗ്യഭ്യസയോഗേന അഭ്യാസയോഗേന ദ്രേമാണമതന്ത്രിതാസ്മിൻ മനോ ലബ്ധപദം യഥേത ക്ഷനൈ ശനൈർമുഞ്ചതി കർമ്മരേണുൻ സത്വേന വൃദ്ധേന രജസ്തമശ്ച വിധൂയ നിർവാണ ഉപൈത്യനിന്ദനം അനിന്ദനം തദൈവം ആത്മന്യവിരുദ്ധചിത്തോ നവേദകിഞ്ചൽ ബഹിരന്തരം വ യദേഷുകാരോ നൃപതിയും വ്രജന്തമിഷോ ഗതാത്മാ ന ദദർശ പാർശ്വേ ഏകജാര്യനികേതസ്യാൽ അപ്രമത്തോ ഗുഹാശയ അലക്ഷ്യമാണമാചേരൽ മുനിരേകോ അല്പഭാഷണ ഗൃഹാരംഭോതി ദുഃഖായ വിമലശ്ചാതുവാൽപന സർപ്പപ്രകൃതം വേഷ്മ പ്രവിശ്യ സുഖമേധതേ ഏകോ നാരായണോ ദേവ പൂർവസൃഷ്ടം സ്വമായ സംഹൃത്യകാലകളയ കൽപ്പാന്തമിതമീശ്വര ഏക ഏവാദിതീയോ ആത്മാധാരോ അഖിലാശ്രയ കാലേനാത്മാനുഭാവേന സാമ്യം നീതാസു ശക്തിഷോ സത്വാദിഷു ആദിപുരുഷ പ്രധാന പുരുഷേശ്വര പരാവരാണാം പരമ ആസ്തേ കൈവല്യ സംഹിത കേവലാനുഭവാനന്ദ സന്തോഹോ നിരുപാധിക കേവലാത്മാനുഭാവേന സ്വമായാം ത്രിഗുണാത്മികം സംക്ഷോഭയും സൃതത്യാദോ ത്രയാ സൂത്രമരിന്തമ തമാഹു സ്ത്രീഗുണവ്യക്തിം സജന്തി വിശ്വതോ മുഖം യസ്മിൻ പ്രോതമിതം വിശ്വം യേന സംസരദേ പുമാൻ യൂർണനാഭിഹൃതയാദൂർണം സന്തത്യ വക്തത തയാ വിഹൃത്യ ഭൂയസ്ഥം ഗ്രസത്യേവം മഹേശ്വര യത്രയത്ര മനോദേഹി ധാരയേൻ സങ്കലം ധിയ സ്നേഹാദ്വേഷാദ് ഭയാദ്വാപി യാതിതത്തൽ സ്വരൂപതാം കീടമേഷസ്കൃതം ധ്യായൻ കുഢ്യാം തേന പ്രവേശിത യാതിതൽ സാത്മതാം രാജൻ പൂർവരൂപമസന്ധ്യജൻ ഏവം ഗുരുഭ്യമേതേഭ്യ ശേഷാമേ ശിക്ഷിതാ മതി സ്വാത്മോപശിക്ഷിതം ബുദ്ധി ശൃണുമേ വദത് പ്രഭോ ദേഹോ ഗുരുർമമ വിരക്തി വിവേകഹേതു ബിഭ്രസ്മ സത്വനിധനം സദദാത്യുദർക്കം തത്വാന്യനേന വിമൃശാമി യഥാ തദാപി പാരഗമിത്യവസിതോ വിശരാമ്യസംഗ ജായാത്മജാർത്ഥ പശുപൃത്യഗൃഹാപ്തവർഗാൻ പുഷ്ണാദി യത്പ്രിയ ചികീർഷയാ വിതന്വൻ സ്വാന്തേ സകൃച്ചും അവിരുദ്ധധന സ്വദേഹ സൃഷ്ടുവാസ്യ ബീജം അവസീതതി വൃക്ഷധർമ്മ ജിഹ്വൈകദോമുപ അവകർഷീകർഹിതർഷാൽ ശിഷ്ണോന്യസ്തുദരം ശ്രവണം കുതശ്ചിൽ ഘ്രാണോന്യദശ്ചമുലതിരക്കുജകർമ്മശക്തിർബഹ്വാ സപത്നമിവഗേഹപതിം ലുനന്ദി സൃഷ്ടാപുരാണിവീതാനി അജയാൽപശക്ത്യാ സൃക്ഷാൻ സരീൻ സർവപശൂൻ ഖഗദംശമത്സ്യാൻ തൈസ്തൈരദുഷ്ടഹൃദയപുരുഷം വിധായ പ്രമാവലോകതൃഷ്ണം ഉദമാപദേവാഹ ലബ്ധ്വാസുദുർലഭവിദം ബഹുസംഭവാന്തേ മാനുഷ്യമർത്തനം അനിത്യം അഭീഹധീരാഹ ത അഹംകൃതി നഹ്യേതസ്മാൻ ഗുരുജ്ഞാനം സുസ്ഥിരം സ്യാൽ സുപുഷ്കലം ബ്രഹ്മൈ അത് അദ്വിതീയം വൈ ഗീയതേ ബഹുദർശ്യേ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാൻവാച ഇത്യുക്വാസയംസ്തമാമന്ത്രഗഭീരതി വന്ദിതോ അഭ്യർത്ഥിതോ അജ്ഞായയോ പ്രീതോ യഥാഗതം അവതൂതവജ ശ്രുത്വാ പൂർവേഷാം നസ പൂർവജ സർവസംഗ വിനിർമുക്ത സമജിത്തോ ഭഭൂവഃ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ഏകാദശസ്കന്ധേ നാമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ഇൻ ദി എയ്ത്ത് ആൻഡ് ദി നൈൻത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്, these two chapters they are the story of Kapotam was spoken, isn't it? Kapotam and Kapoti, the two birds, in order to teach us what is called sneha nirasam. Sneha nirasam means this attachment that has developed in this world with one's own body and also with the other bodies as well. Then the next one is the asha nirasam. Asha nirasam means you can see in Pingala's life, out of these 24 spiritual masters, Kapotam and Pingala, they are two very important ones there. They are teaching us something very valuable to keep in mind while engaged in spiritual life, that Ashahi Paramam Dukham Nairashyam Paramam Sukham. Pingala is teaching us Ashahi Paramam Dukham Nairashyam Paramam Sukham, that desires must go from inside. All kinds of desires inside, those desires must leave us. As long as Pingala is teaching this important lesson, as long as we have this thing, I want this, I want this, I want this, unlimitedly these desires building up inside, if they'll eventually end up in distress. That is the lesson. Pingala's lesson is that. Who taught us this? Who taught us this? Pingala. When she got rid of all the desires from inside. Pingala is a teacher, is a spiritual master for us. That Pingala is teaching us, when all the desires left inside, she felt relieved. There's no more problems after that, isn't it? So after that, Ashahi Paramam Dukham. Ashahi Param, greatest distress is when there is desires building up inside. Nairashyam Paramam Sukham. When all the distresses, all the desires have gone away from inside, Paramam Sukham, extreme happiness. And you will see that Pingala is saying that Ashahi Paramam Dukham Nairashyam Paramam Sukham. So when all the desires have gone, it is eternal happiness. The more the desires are built up inside, to that extent it will be distress and suffering in this world. And Yadu says to Yadu, Dattatreya Maharshi is saying to Yadu that this lesson I learned from Pingala. From Pingala I have learned this. Pingala, At one time, she had a lot of desires in her heart. She was never satisfied. No amount of wealth will please her. She wanted so much wealth. And she was a prostitute. And many, many men used to come to her. And any amount of money she has acquired from all these men, she never felt satisfied. And she was thinking like this all the time, that many more wealthy people, if they come to me, I could acquire more wealth from that. Desires builds up inside like that, in different ways, isn't it? So one day, Pingala was waiting outside for her visitors to come. And at that time, it says there, if you look in the Bhagavatam, That she is only looking at people, how much money they are going to give it to me, And these people who are coming to visit her, they were all dressed up very well. And she is looking at their dress and judging from that how wealthy they are and how much money they are going to give it to her. So she has arranged everything and is waiting there. And at that time, an incident happened there. An incident, it says in the Bhagavatam, an incident happened there. The whole thing is not very clearly spoken in the Bhagavatam. That incident is not spoken very clearly. And there you can notice that Dattatreya Maharshi, who is talking to Yadu about this whole thing, that while Pingala was standing around there, you have to remember, Dattatreya is Pingala's disciple. Pingala's disciple he is, isn't it? So the disciple has come. And when Dattatreya saw Pingala standing there, fully dressed up, to receive her visitors, then Dattatreya saw her. And when he saw her, what was the thought came into Dattatreya's heart? Maybe I have something to learn from her. Look at that spiritual development in Dattatreya. She's looking at things. Normal people, what would have thought when they see her? And see what Dattatreya thought about it. That is the interesting thing. Ordinary people will never think like the way Dattatreya thought. Dattatreya saw Pingala and thought that maybe there is something I have to learn from her. So sharp inside and so absorbed in the spiritual realization that he is saying there that maybe there is something for me to learn from her. Dattatreya was a very, very old person. And he was struggling to walk through the street. So when he saw her, he just sat on the road, main road itself. Pingala saw this. Pingala saw Dattatreya sitting on the road. He says to her, Pingala felt sorry for him because he was an older person, very old person, couldn't even walk, he sat there. So she thought, if he sits on the road, so many vehicles are coming on the road, transporting different goods to the city. And they may knock him somewhere and he will die on the street. So he felt sorry for him. She goes up to him and says to him, old man, please get up from here. She says to Dattatreya that Dattatreya didn't even answer that when she addressed him like that. That few times she called him to get up from there. By now, more and more vehicles are coming on the road. And what did Pingala do? Pingala says that if you sit here, these vehicles will knock you off and you will die there. She repeatedly tell him to get up from that. And at that time, Dattatreya Maharshi felt that she needed help to get up because he was that old. And she gave a hand to him to get up from there. And told him, you can come inside the house
And right outside her face, outside her house, there was a bench where, which was fully dusty. She cleaned everything with her clothes and told him to sit there till he feels better. So she was thinking, what my prarabdham, that this has come in front of my house. And if anything happens to him, die here, it becomes my problem, isn't it? So anyway, he was sitting there in Pingala's home outside, in the garden probably, you can say like that. Dattatreya is thinking at that time, nice smell of the flowers from the garden, and he was lying there. And a very short period of time, Pingala had this association with Dattatreya. And that changed Pingala's heart. Imagine that, the power of association with a personality like Dattatreya. You will see throughout Bhagavatam, this one thing is spoken again and again. Association with the great personalities. If you get that for a second, Shnardam Abhigeshava says there, that in Srimad Bhagavatam, even without our knowledge, if you get the association with great personalities, great devotees, jnanis, and even if that may be in under the three modes of material nature, but samsargam, or what Krishna says in the Bhagavatam as satsangam, in that way it can develop bhakti in the heart. And if it is a personality like Dattatreya or Jadabharata and like that, it can even become a cause of liberation from this world. So Pingala didn't know any of these things. Pingala didn't know what this liberation means. So she was sitting there. So and Pingala was busy with her business as usual. And many people came to Pingala at that day. But something happened to Pingala that day after this conversation with Dattatreya and seeing Dattatreya. Just by seeing Dattatreya, there was a change in her heart. Just by seeing him, it has changed in his heart. So after a while, Pingala decided that I'm not going to see anybody today. I'm not going to see anybody today. And time went on, it became past midnight, it was. And she was thinking that nobody has turned up that day after that. So Pingala goes back to her room and sat in the bed. So while sitting in the bed, how Krishna has changed her heart, way of thinking. She is saying that in this place, Mithila, where Sitadevi was born, what am I doing here? Sitadevi is known as personification of Brahmavidya, Jnana Swarupini, isn't it? Sitadevi is nobody else than Brahmavidya personified. And in her birthplace, what am I doing here? She was thinking like that. That too, in the middle of the night, so many people are sleeping here. And they don't have the wealth what I have got. They don't have the beauty what I have got. They are all sleeping very peacefully. I am so disturbed and sitting on the bed like this in a disturbed state. Why am I not getting the sleep? Pingala evaluated or analyzed herself. She analyzed herself very well and she understood. What was that? Excessive greed for money. And secondly, she was attached to those who were giving her money. First, the desire for the money, and secondly, attachment to those who were giving her the money. So these were the two things what has disturbed my sleep. But so this wealth, what I am desiring for, she thought herself, do I get any happiness from that wealth? She is analyzing herself, like the way we talked about before. And so that was why. And Pingala's analysis you can see there. Not in this chapter. If you look into Bhikshu Gita, you will find how Pingala analyzed what Bhikshu Gita was saying that. If you look into the 23rd chapter, you will see there artham, what artham wealth can do. Arthasya, 17th verse, 11:23-7. Arthasya sadhane siddhe ulkarshe rakshane vye na shobha bhogamaya sastrasas chinda brahma mranam. Arthasya sadhane siddhe ulkarshe rakshane vye nashobha bhogamaya sastrasas chinda brahma mranam. The problems that what wealth has created for people, that she is saying here, that acquiring wealth itself is very troublesome. You have to work hard so many hours, or vyavaharam attached to that, all is a struggle. Then even if you have acquired wealth, looking after the wealth is also a big struggle. And even if it is in your hand, when you will lose it, some way or the other, whole money can go in one way or the other. That's why in Bhikshu Gita, why Bhikshu has taught us that very strongly about the way wealth is to be handled in this world, is it not? So the same thing, Pingala got the same realization what in Bhikshu Gita Bhikshu has told us. The same realization Pingala is getting. Artasya sadhane siddhe. That acquiring wealth is troublesome, looking after wealth is also troublesome, and when you will lose it, that is also troublesome. And then another problem with the wealth is, unless you increase the value of the money, ulkarshe rakshane. Ulkarsha means you have to keep adding to it, isn't it? Otherwise the value will go. So therefore we have got all the ISAs and all the other things, what government is telling us how to look after your wealth. So many schemes they have introduced, is it not? To make sure that the value of the wealth hasn't gone down. So, sometimes spending the money is also a problem. You may not like to spend on something, but you don't want to spend it at the same time. So in this way, Pingala was analyzing the wealth and thinking herself, what is this wealth doing to me? She came to the understanding that she really having only giving a lot of distress inside, problems inside, wealth has created. So, and she started looking at wealth in a different way. I'm chasing this something which is giving me a lot of misery in life. Ultimately, that's what her realization was. And she started thinking, the so-called wealth also is not particularly giving me any satisfaction. Even when I'm hungry, I can't eat these notes, can I? This so-called wealth. So in every aspect, when she analyzed the wealth, she found out that this is only going to cause me misery in life. And she says there that, and the she started talking about the wealth in a way that she said that even the banknotes also, some of them, because it's gone through so many hands, and that is the easiest source through which you can get all the viruses. By touching the banknotes. Who are all touching the notes? How many people would have said? He never gets cleaned any time, isn't it? Banknotes. And worst thing, how many people touch while counting the notes? That's the worst part of it. And you are also holding it as though it's Mahalakshmi with me all the time, giving all the value to it. Such a filthy thing that these notes are. Of course, it's getting easier with the credit cards and other things. But in every way, if you look at the notes, it's troublesome. And unfortunately, we have built up so much faith in these banknotes, isn't it? That so much faith in the potency of these notes. So we keep on honoring them, thinking that this is going to save all our problems. So Pingala decided that it is not proper to desire after this wealth. So then Pingala started thinking that those who are giving me this happiness, wealth, I'm attached to them as well, because it's through them I get this wealth. And how are they like? He says there. If you look at the verse 33, Pingala's analysis, 8th chapter, verse 33. Yadasti nirmida vamshavashyam, yadasti bhir nirmida vamshavashyam, stunam tvacha romanakhe pinadham, kharam navadvaram agaram edan
വിൺമൂത്രപൂർണം മധുപൈതികാന്യ. Nobody likes all this when Pingala says this, isn't it? We are dressing up this body, decorating it so nicely. Prabhupada used to say, you take food for yourself, you dress for others. That is the principle. You know very well what this body is made of, isn't it? That's what it is. Yadasti bir nirmida vamsha vashyam stunam tvacha romakai pinadham ക്ഷരം നവദ്വാരമകാരമേതൽവിൻമൂത്രപൂർണം മധുവൈദികാന്യം. നോട്ട് വൺ ഇൻഗ്രീഡിയന്റ് ഇൻ ദിസ് ബോഡി ഈസ് വർത്ത് ഇൻ എനി വേ. ഇഫ് യു സെപ്പറേറ്റ് ദിസ് ബോഡി ഇൻ ടു ഇറ്റ്സ് ഇൻഗ്രീഡിയൻസ് ഹെയർ ബോൺസ് ഫ്ലഷ് ബ്ലഡ് മ്യൂക്കസ് എവറിഥിങ് നോട്ട് വൺ ഓഫ് ദം ഈസ് വർത്ത് വൈൽ ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് ഈച്ച് വൺ ഓഫ് ദം ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്. സോ that is why he is saying here that, and you know something, it is this body, when it comes into the hands of the poets and the people like that, they glorify it so much, isn't it? All the movie industry, drama, poets, everything is centered around glorifying this body, is it not? That, and they may glorify it to such an extent that people fall into that trap. Instead of telling the truth about this body, they will only tell you about the body as though it is something particularly so beautiful to look at. And when it's all put together, when you separate them, the beauty of this body, we know what it is like. So it is based on all this that film industry is running, is it not? You can't deny that. So they glorify the body through their poetry, through the songs they create, they write, the poetry, poems they write, and they spend so much money to decorate this body. If you are seriously read through the film industry and their magazines, Bollywood or Hollywood or Chollywood or whatever it is, any wood, and the number of magazines they publish, it's one way in the East, it's another way in the West. It's not much different. Practically, both sides are doing exactly the same thing, how to glorify this body all the time, in all circumstances, isn't it? And how to present to the world this body is something worthwhile admiring after. Pingala didn't see the body like that. Look at the way Pingala sees the body. Yadasya virnurmida vamshavashyam stunam tvaja romanakai pinaddham ക്ഷരം നവദ്വാരമകാരമേതൽ വിൻമൂത്രപൂർണം മധുവൈദികാന്യ. That whole perfume industry, cosmetics industry, so many people are working in all these industries to keep this going, this ignorance going, to live forever. That, and Pingala is able to see through all these things, and she is saying, what is this body worth? She is analyzing that. So and she's saying how this body was built, just like in the when in the traditionally when they built houses, they used to bring a huge bamboo pole, which is our spine, and from there the rafters have come, the smaller sticks, smaller rafters on either side, and then with the hay they covered the whole thing, and similarly this body is not much different. It was built when Brahma built it, that he has, we got the spine, and from there the rafters are our, what do they call the, the ribs, like the rafters, it's placed on that main beam inside, isn't it? And then, in order to make it more attractive, brought some flesh and filled it in all the gaps everywhere. Then after everything was done, he covered the whole thing with one wrapper, the skin. And then he took a knife or something and put 9 holes in the body at different places. 9 holes were drilled into this body, isn't it? And that is why I'm saying it. And through these holes, if anything comes out, good things, not one of them. Kshiram navadwaram agaramedan vinmutrapurnam madhuvaidikanyam. Not one hole is discharging good things. Everything that comes out from this body
is not very nice, that what's coming out from there. So, after Brahma has packed the whole body, what did he do? He did that, that these nine holes he have made, Sharam Navadwaram, and completely stinking, dirty, filthy things that comes out from inside through these nine holes. Through these nine holes. And if you don't bathe one day, what will happen to this package? You can imagine that. And and it is this package that these poets are glorifying. Great, great poets they are. They are sitting and glorifying that, about this package, what has been created in this way. And it is this package that we are decorating with all the best things in this world, isn't it? So, and there, Pingla is saying that in a drum of stool where there is worms enjoying there, are we not trying to do the same thing in this drum inside? Where it is full of worms inside, like in the stool, are we not doing exactly the same thing? He says, by thinking about all these things, and when you see the worms in the stool, then you will come to this same realization like Pingala. What was that? Pingala became detached from this body itself. You see how things can happen in life? All due to association with Dattatreya. Because Dattatreya was in that state. It can happen to anybody. But this example in the Bhagavadam is because Dattatreya Maharshi told Yadu that this happened, one incident, that I was there. But he didn't say to Yadu, because of my association. Yadu has understood that. With a personality, see, like Dattatreya, a moment of association for Pingala completely changed her way of thinking, and she came to this deep understanding of who she is. This is the extent of ignorance in us, that we are finding satisfied totally with the body, feeling happiness with this body, and she closed that gate once for all, and she went back to her place, and there she looked at her house, looked at all the things what she has acquired in her life, threw them away, and all of them broken into pieces, and she went away from there. And some of them, what she threw away at that time, some perfumes and everything came and fell on Dattatreya's head. Dattatreya was sitting outside, and Dattatreya thought like this, that when these things have come on his head, Dattatreya thought about Pingala. Dattatreya says that let Pingala go in the right direction in life. He wanted to save her from the situation what she was. So, it is only due to Dattatreya's mercy or Dattatreya's benediction that this Pingala developed this detachment in her house. She hasn't got anything else to her credit. She hasn't done any spiritual activity before. She hasn't chanted the holy name. She hasn't studied Srimad Bhagavatam. She hasn't done any deity worship. Nothing. All she lived a life like that in this world, which was totally sinful. But at the same time, she got this great opportunity to associate with Dattatreya. That is also taught in this. She slept very well. Dattatreya says there, when did Pingala get her sleep? Because when she had no distress inside in her heart anymore. At the same time, people will normally say they have so many desires, they want it. And at that time, I'm not getting sleep at night because of all the desires. Why there is no sleep at night? Because of so many desires in the heart. So some people, it is like that, that it will because of the excessive attachment in this world. So those who do not have that thought waves in that way, they feel happy here. So therefore, what is Pingala's words, last words you can see. Pingala says, how upashamam happened to her. Upashamam means freedom from all the thought waves. Chitto upashamam astaya shaya upaviveshasa, says that she went back. She didn't get sleep till then, but now she slept.
ആശാഹി പരമം ദുഃഖം, ലാസ്റ്റ് വേർഡ്സ്, നൈരാശ്യം പരമം സുഖം, യഥാ സഞ്ചിന്യകാന്താശാം സുഖം സുഷ്വാപ പിംഗള. സുഖം സുഷ്വാപ പിംഗള, പിംഗള ഗോട്ട് സ്ലീപ്, ഷീ വെന്റ് ഇൻ ടു ഡീപ് സ്ലീപ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്, ഷീ വെന്റ് ഇൻ ടു ഡീപ് സ്ലീപ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്. സോ ആൻഡ് യു നോ ഹു കോട്സ് പിംഗള? ഗോപീസ്. Gopis quote this Pingala later in their prayers to Krishna. Gopis are saying there that they say to Krishna like this, that we have learned from Pingala. If you look into the 47th chapter, you will find there, we have learned from Pingala that we should not we remember everything what Pingala has spoken, but Gopis are saying we are unable to give up our attachment to Krishna. This was Gopi's heart. So that desire is good. Attachment to Krishna is good. Every other desire will create eventually distress in life. So Vilamangalam also mentions this. In the, if you look into Krishnanamrtam, you will find a verse there. That Vilamangalam statement about this. That exactly like the way Gopis are saying. Vilamangalam says, I am never satisfied by seeing you, by Krishna's, seeing Krishna. So Krishna says to Vilamangalam, that have you gone mad? Have you gone crazy? He says, Vilamangalam says, my problem is that this madness, let it stay like this, let it not leave me. That seeing Krishna, Vilamangalam is never happy, never satisfied. I would like to continue seeing you like this all the time. So practically the lesson is that whatever desires we have in this world, if it is centered around Krishna, then that desire will not cause any problem. Whereas if develop attachment to other forms in this world, in any other way, in any other entity here, that attachment will create difficulties in life. That is what the message is. Attachment to Krishna in any form, through any other activity, is not going to cause any distress. So, these two things, Asha and Nirasam, we learned from Pingala's story, how to free oneself from desires, like the way Pingala came out from the cultivating desires. She tried to free herself from that. And then you can see there is other 24, these are two, Kapotam and Pingala is two spiritual masters. Then there is other 22, starting with the Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi. So then one has to learn from Bhumi Devi. What is learn from Bhumi Devi? Bhumi Devi taught me, the Dattatreya Maharshi says, how to tolerate everything in this world. How to tolerate everything in this world. And also, talking about the honey bee, saying there, the bee collects a lot of honey, accumulates a lot in this world, and makes a nest in there, and collects a lot of honey in that honeycomb. And then what happened? One day somebody comes with the fire, sets fire to the whole thing and collects the honey from there. And is that not, the Dattatreya is saying to Yadu, is that not what is happening to the human species also? Because with a lot of effort and hard work, you acquire wealth in this world. And when you have acquired some wealth, you will always notice you lose the wealth also in some way or the other. And it happens to many, many people, isn't it? They have acquired so much wealth and that wealth itself becomes a problem. Then you have to go to Panama to store it. You can imagine, they are not able to sleep, all these people who have acquired a lot of wealth like this. In so many countries they are storing the wealth. If anything happens in this country, I can go there. This is what's going through their head, isn't it? So this is a sad thing. See how wealth creates. How can you sleep? As soon as your name is in the 11.5 million list,
then you can't sleep then. What is in the doorstep tomorrow, you don't know. So, this is the way here it is happening. There in India, you see, people are bringing biscuits from Gulf. Gold biscuits, I believe. And they take these biscuits inside, and when they come through the, through the customs, when they scan it, it finds out that that is inside. The biscuit is inside. A lot of things. You don't know how people are struggling in this world to collect, keep the wealth, to protect this wealth. And so, anyway, we know this, what all happening. This news is always in the paper. So, sometimes, due to wealth, people have lost their life in this world. Because of wealth, people have come, you've got lost your head because of excessive wealth, isn't it? And sometimes you see people acquired a lot of wealth thinking that the children will enjoy it. It's some illusion in their head. For our children we have to work, do all these things. They will only get what their prarabdham allows them to get. That's all what they are going to get. They are not going to get a penny more, a penny less. But we always forget that fact that for them we have to do all these things and you keep on slogging in this world. That's another side. So, Krishna is saying here, I cannot understand this human species, he says. Krishna is saying, I cannot understand this human species. Parigrahaya dukhanam. You will see. Parigraho hi dukhayam. Yadil priyamam nam. Anandam sukham apnodi. Tad vidvanya swaginchanaha. Samisham. And there is a lots of things spoken. In these 24 spiritual masters in the Bhagavadam, it's a very important topic. That is why he's saying here that the interesting part is that you don't know who will enjoy your wealth, what you have acquired in this world. You may not enjoy, your children may not enjoy. There is no guarantee about that. And enough to live in this world, only one should acquire in this world. That it is at that time, he says that I needed, the Tatra is saying to Yadu, I needed a spiritual master to teach me this. From 24 spiritual masters, he has told 24 different things he has learned. And I have observed all these things. They didn't instruct me, but I found out from their life, I have to learn these lessons from them. And in similarly, this material world is a school for us, those who want to advance spiritually. By observing people, their lifestyle in this world, we have a lot of things to learn here. And that is what is more important. He says to Uddhava, Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, accept those things what is helping you to advance in the spiritual side. And reject those things what is not helping you in the spiritual path. So this will require training. This will require training and it will take some time. But through practice it is possible. And in that way our attachment and our desires can be stopped. And you will be able to give up that. So, in due course, Krishna says, your attachment will go away from everything. And even if anybody does anything to you, it will not disturb your mind anymore. You will come to that state later. If that maturity comes, then what you have to do, that is what from the next 10th chapter onwards. That's what is spoken. So, Krishna is preparing Uddhava before talking about it, the final message. That certain qualifications are necessary. Otherwise, Ekadasha Skandam will simply remain as an intellectual exercise. That is why he is saying like that. So, you can see there, the next two chapters, Krishna is talking the tattvam there. Initially, prepared through through this discussion between the 21st, Krishna brings Dattatreya Maharshi. Through Dattatreya, Krishna is teaching Uddhava what is known as Vairagyam. How one should learn from this world itself, accepting that what is necessary for spiritual realization, self-realization, and to reject those, and look at the way Dattatreya is seeing the world. Totally different than the way we see the world, isn't it? We see the world completely different. We see the world that every opportunity is for making money, or every opportunity for enjoying life, or every opportunity for improving your material life.
Whereas Dattatreya is seeing that everything in this world, he is studying different people in this world and finding that there is something to learn from that experience what he has. And therefore, his analysis is completely different than the way we analyze. So that's why, from the next two chapters are very important in the Ekadasham, and that gives you direct instructions from Krishna about the importance of spiritual life. Importance of spiritual life. How wonderfully it's spoken, and it is directly taken from the Upanishads. I take from the Upanishads. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dashamodhyaya Shri Bhagavan Vacha Mayodideshavahida Sodharmeshamadashraya Varnashrama Gulajaram Agamalpa Samacharel Anyekshet Vishuddhalpa Dehinam Vishayalpanam Guneshudatva Dhyanena Sarvarambha Vibaryayam Suptasya Vishayaloko Dhyayaduva Manoratha Nanal Madhatvad Vibhala Tatha Bhedalpadir Gunaihi Nivartam Karma Seveda Pravartam Malparasyajel Jidnyasayam Sambravurto Nadriel Karma Chodanam Yaman Abhishnam Seveda Nayaman Malparakwajel Madhavidyam Gunam Shandam Ubasidamadalpagam Amanya Malsaro Daksho Nurmamo Dradasau Hrada Asatvaro Artha Jidnyasu Anasuyo Ramokhava Jaya Abhattagrihakshetram Sojanadravina Adishu Udasina Samampashyan Sarveshwarthamivalpana Vilakshanastu Lasushmal Deha Almekshida Swadrak Edhagnir Dayuno Dahya Dahavonya Pragashagaha Nirodalpatyanam Brahmanatum Dalkradan Gunan Anda Pravishtamadatta Evam Deha Gunan Para Yosu Gunayan Virajido Dehoyam Murashasehi Samsarastam Nibandoyam Pumso Vidyachidalpana Tasmal Jitnyasay Almanam Almastam Kevalam Param Sangham Nirased Vadrased Advad Vastu Buddhim Yathakramam Ajaryo Niradhyasyal Andeva Suttararani Talsandhanam Pravachanam Vidyasandhi Sukhavaha Vaisharadi Sadhi Vishuddha Buddhi Dunodimayam Gunasam Prasudam Gunamsya Sandakhedatma Medal Swayam Jashamyatya Samidyatha Agni Adhaisham Karma Kartrinam Bhoktrinam Sukadukkayoho Nanatvamada Nityatyam Lokakala Agamalpanam Manyase Sarvabhavanam Samstha Aupatiki Yatha Tathad Agrati Bhedena Jayade Vidyade Chadi Vidyade Chadi Evam Apyanga Sarvesham Dehinam Deha Yogada Kala Vayoda Sandhi Bhava Janmadayo Sakrad Atra Vikarmanam Kartu Aswadandram Jalakshade Bhoktuscha Sukdukha Sugayo Ko Nartho Vivasham Bhajel Na dehi naam sukam kinjil vidya devi dusham abhi tadaja dukham mudhanam mrdha ahangaranam param yadi praptim vikhadam cha janandi suva dukhayo ho te pyadhana viduryogam mrtyurna prabhave dhyada ko nurtya suga yatyenam kamo va mrtyuram dhige aghadam niyamanasya vadya sevana tushtidaha Sukam Yadrishta Vadrishtam Svartha Suya Tayavay Bhakundaraya Kamatwal Krishva Chabinishpalam Andaraya Yavihedo Yadidharma Sunushtida Tenavi Narjidam Stanam Yadaga Chadida Chrono Ishtu Eha Devadaya Jay Surlogam Yadiyajiga Bunjida Deva Vatatra Bhogan Divyan Nijarjidan So Punyo Bajade Shubrevi Manav Bagiyade Gandharvai Viharan Madhye Devinam Hrdyaveshadrak Srivikama Gayanina Kingini Jalamalinam Kridana Vedalmavadam Sura Kredesha Nurvradu Nurvrada Taval Pramoda De Surge Yaval Punyam Samapede Shina Punya Badatirva Anichangala Jalida Yadya Dharmarada Sangala Sadamba Ajitendriya Kamalma Kripano Luptastraino Buddha Himsaga Pashuna Vidina Alabya Preda Buddha Ganan Yajan Naragana Vashojan Durgatuaya Tulbanam Dama Karmani Dukodarkani Kurvande Hena Devina Deham Abhajade Tatra Kim Sukham Martya Dharmina Loganam Lokabalanam Advayam Kalpa Jivinam Brahmano Vivayam Mato Divarartha Parayusha Guna Srijanti Karmani Guno Anisrijade Gunan Jivastu Guna Samyukto Bhunte Karma Balanyaso Yavalsya Guna Vaishamyam Dhamannanantam Alpana Nanantam Alpana Yaval Paradandram Tadevahi Yavadasya Alasadandratam Dhavadishwarado Bhayam Ya edal samubasinam semuhyandishujarpidaha kala almatmo almagamo loga sabhavo dharma yevaja ഇതിമാബുദാപ്രാഹുർ ഗുണവ്യതികരേ സതി ഉദ്ധവവാച ഗുണേഷു വർത്തമാനോമി ദേഹജേഷു അനപാവൃത ഗുണേർന്ന ബദ്ധ്യതേ ദേഹി ബദ്ധ്യതേവ കഥം വിഭോ കഥം വർത്തേതി വിഹരിൽ കൈർവാജ്ഞായേത ലക്ഷണേ കിംഭൂ ചെയ്തോ വിസർജ ചായിദാസീതയാദിവ ഏതദക്ഷിതമേ ബ്രൂഹി പ്രശ്നം പ്രശ്നവിദാം വര നിത്യമുക്തോ നിത്യബദ്ധ ഏകയേതി മേ ഭ്രമ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിദായം ഏകാദശസ്കന്ധേ ഭഗവദുദ്ധവ സംവാദേ ദശമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഏകാദശോധ്യായ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച ബന്ധോ മുക്തൈ ദിവ്യാഖ്യ ഗുണതോമേന വസ്തുത ഗുണസ്യ മായാമൂലത്വാൽ നമേ മോക്ഷോ നിബന്ധനം ശോകമോഹോ സുഖം ദുഃഖം ദേഹാവത്തിഷ്ഠമായ സ്വപ്നോ യഥാത്മനഖ്യാതിർ സംസ്ഥിതിർന്നതു വാസ്തവേ വിദ്യാവിദ്യേമവദനു വിദ്യുദ്ധമ ശരീരണം മോക്ഷബന്ധകരീമാദ്യേ മായയാമേ വിനിർമിതേ ഏകസൈവ മമാംശസ്യ ജീവസൈവ മഹാമതേ ബന്ധോസ്യ വിദ്യയാനാദിർ വിദ്യയാ ച തതേധര അത ബന്ധസ്യ മുക്തസ്യ വൈലക്ഷണ്യം വദാമിതേ വിരുദ്ധധർമ്മിണോസ്താദ സ്ഥിതയോ ഏകധർമ്മിണി സുവർണവേദോ സദൃശൌസഖായോ യദർച്ഛയേതോ കൃതനീടൗ വൃക്ഷേ ഏകസ്യയോഘാതതി വിപ്പലാന്നം അന്യേ നിരന്നോപി ഫലേന ഭൂയാൻ ആത്മാനമന്യം സ്യസവേദ വിദ്വാൻ അവിപ്പരാദോന്നതു വിപ്പരാദം യോ അവിദ്യയായുക്സത നിത്യബദ്ധോ വിദ്യാമയോ യസ്തത് നിത്യമുക്ത ദേഹസ്ഥോ വിനദേഹസ്ഥോ വിദ്വാൻ സ്വപ്നാദ്യദോധിത അദേഹസ്ഥോ വിദേഹസ്ഥ കുമതി സ്വപ്നദൃക്യത ഇന്ദ്രിയൈരിന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥേഷു ഗുണൈരപി ഗുണേഷു ച ഗൃഹ്യമാണേഷഹം ഗുര്യ ന വിദ്വാന്യസ്തു വിക്രിയ ദൈവാധീനേ ശരീരേസ്മിൻ ഗുണഭാവ്യേന കർമ്മണ വർത്തമാനോപതസ്തത്ര കർത്താസ്മീതി നിബദ്ധ്യതേ ഏവം വിരക്തശയനേ ആസനാളനജ്ജനേ ദർശനസ്പർശനഘ്രാണം ഭോജനശ്രവണാദിഷു ന തഥാപദ്യതേ വിദ്വം തത്ര തത്രാദയൻ ഗുണാൻ പ്രകൃതിസ്ഥോപ്യസംസംതോ അസംസക്ത യഥാഗോസവിദാനില വൈശാരദ്യക്ഷയാസംഗം ശതയാഛിന്ന സംശയം പ്രതിബുദ്ധമിവ സ്വപ്നം നാനാത്വത്തി നിവർത്തതേ യസ്യ സർവീൻ സങ്കല്പം പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയ മനോധിയാം പ്രത്യസ വിനിർമുക്തോ ദേഹസ്ഥോ ഭീതദ്ഗുണേ യസ്യാത്മാഹിംസേഹിംസ ജനകിഞ്ചിത് യദൃച്ഛയ അർച്ചദേവാകുചിത്രത നവ്യതിക്രയതേ ബുധ നസ്തു വീന നനിന്ദേത കുർവദ സാധ്വസാധുവ വദതോ ഗുണദോഷാഭ്യം വർജിത സമദൃഗ്മുനി ന കുര്യാന്ന വലയിക്കുഞ്ഞെന്ന അധ്യായേൻ സാധ്വസാധുവ ആത്മാരാമോനയാവൃത്യ വിചരേജിടവന്മുനി ശബ്ദം ബ്രഹ്മണി നിഷ്ണാതോ നിഷ്ണായാൻ പരേയതി ശമസ്തസ്യ ശ്രമബലോ അധേനുമിവ രക്ഷത ഗാം ദുഃഖദോഹാമസതീഞ്ച വാര്യം ദേഹം പരാധീനമസൽ പ്രജാം ച വിത്തം തു തീർത്തീകൃതമംഗവാചം ഹീനം മയാ രക്ഷതി ദുഃഖദുഃഖി യസ്യാന്നമേ ഭാവനമംഗകർമ്മം സ്ഥിതിർഭവപ്രാണനിരോധമസ്യ ലീലാവതാരേപ്സിത ജന്മവാസ്യ അന്ധ്യാംഗിരാം നാം വിഭ്രിയാന്നദീന ഏവം ജിജ്ഞാസയാബോഹ്യം നാനാത്തു ബ്രഹ്മമാത്മനി ഉപാരമേത വിരജം മനോമയർപ്പ്യ സർവകേ യദ്യനീശോധാരയിതം മനോബ്രഹ്മണി നിശ്ചലം മയി സർവാണി കർമാണി നിരപേക്ഷ സമാചര ശ്രദ്ധാലുർമേ കഥാശുണ്യൻ സുഭദ്രാലോകഭാവനി ഗായന്നനുസ്മരൻ കർമ്മ ജന്മജാഭിനയന്മുഹു മദർത്തെ ധർമ്മകർമാർത്ഥാൻ ആചരൻ മധുവാശ്രയാം ലഭതേ നിശ്ചലാം ഭക്തി മയ്യുദ്ധവസനാഥനി സൽസംഗലബ്ധയാ ഭക്ത മൈ മാമ്യ ഉപാസിത സവൈ മേ ദർശിതം സദ്ധി അഞ്ജസാവിന്ദനേ പദം ഉദ്ധവ ഉവാചാം സാധുസ്തവോക്തമശ്ലോക മതയേതൃഗിത പ്രഭോ മത്യസ്വൈപയ്യജ്യേത കീദൃശീ സദ്ബിരാദൃത ഏതം മേ പുരുഷാധ്യക്ഷ ലോകാധ്യക്ഷ ജഗൽ പ്രഭോ പ്രണതായ അനുരക്തായ പ്രപന്നായ ജഗത്യതാം ത്വം ബ്രഹ്മപരമം വ്യോമ പുരുഷ പുരുഷേ പര അവതീർണോസി ഭഗവാൻ സേച്ഛോപാത്ത പൃഥക് പ്രഭു ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച കൃപാലോ അകൃതദ്രോഹം ദിദിക്ഷൂ സർവദേഹിനാം സത്യസാരോ അനവദ്യാത്മാ സമസർവോപകാരക കാമൈരഹതദീതാന്തോ മൃദുശുചിരകിഞ്ചന അനീഹോമിതപക്ഷാന്ത സ്ഥിരോ മച്ചരണോ മുനി അപ്രമത്തോ ഗിമീയാത്മാ ഹൃതിമാഞ്ചിഷത ഷഡ്ഗുണ അമാനീമാനന്ദ കൽപ്പോ മൈത്രക്കാരുണിയ കവി ആജ്ഞാഏവം ഗുണാന്തോഷൻ മയാധിഷ്ഠാന വിസ്വകാൻ ധർമാൻ സന്ധിഞ്ജയ സർവാൻ മാം ഭജേത സസത്തമ ജ്ഞാത്വാ ജ്ഞാത്വാദയേ വൈമാം മൽക്കദാശ്രവണേ ശ്രദ്ധ മധുരധ്യാന ഉദ്ധവ സർവലാഭോപഹരണം ദാസ്യേനാത്മനിവേദനം മജ്ജന്മകർമ്മകഥനം മമ ഭഗവാനുമോദനം ഗീതതാണ്ഡവവാചിത്രം ഗോഷ്ഠേപീർമദ്ഗൃഹോത്സവ യാത്രാബലിവിധാനം ച സർവവാർഷിക പർവസ്സു വൈദികീതാന്ത്രികീ ദീക്ഷ മദീയവ്രതധാരണം മമാർച്ചാസ്ഥാപനേ ശ്രദ്ധ സ്വതസമ്മത്യചോദ്യമ ഉദ്യാനോപവനാക്രീഡം പുരമന്ദിരകർമ്മണി സമ്മർജനോപലേപാഭ്യാം സേകമണ്ഡലവർത്തനെ ഗൃഹശുശ്രൂഷണം മഹ്യം ദാസവദ്യതമായയാ അമാനിത്വമതം വിത്തം കൃതസ്യാപരികീർത്തനം അഭിദീപാവലോകമേ നോപയുഞ്ചാൽ നിവേദിതം യതിനിഷ്ടതമം ലോകേ യച്ഛാതിപ്രയമാത്മന തത്വം നിവേദയൻ മഹ്യം തദാനന്ദ്യായ കൽപ്പതേ സൂര്യോഗ്നിർബ്രാഹ്മണോ ഗാവോ വൈഷ്ണവാഘം മരുജ്ജ്വലം ഭൂതാത്മാ സർവഭൂതാനി ഭദ്രാപൂജാപദാനി മേ സൂര്യേതു വിദ്യയാത്രയ ഹവിഷാഗ്നോ യജേതമം ആദിത്യേനതു വിപ്രാഗ്നേ ഗോഷ്വംഗയവസാദിനാം വൈഷ്ണവേമന്ദസൽക്കൃത്യാ ഖദികേ ജ്ഞാനനിഷ്ഠയാ വായോ വിഖ്യതയാതോ യേ ദ്രവ്യസ്തോയ പുരസ്കൃതൈ സ്തന്ദിലേമന്ദഹൃദയൈർ ഭോഗൈരാത്മാനമാത്മനി ക്ഷേത്രജ്ഞം സർവഭൂതേഷു സമത്വേന യചേതമം ദുഷ്ണീയേഷുതിമദ്രൂപം ശംഖചക്രഗദാംബുജൈ യുക്തം ചതുർഭുജം ശാന്തം ധ്യായന്നർച്ചയിൽ സമാഹിത ഇഷ്ടാപൂർത്തേന മാമേവം യോ യജേത സമാഹിത ലഭതേമൈ സൽഭക്തിം മത്സ്മൃതി സാധു സേവയാ പ്രായേണ ഭക്തിയോഗേന സൽസംഗേന വിനോദ്ധവ നോപായോ വിദ്യതേ സദ്രം പ്രായണം ഹി സദാമഹം അഥൈ തത്പരമം ഗുഹ്യം ശൃണുതോ ഇതു നന്ദന സുഗോപ്യമവിവക്ഷ്യാമി ത്വമേ മൃത്യുസുഖിൽ സഹ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം ഏകാദശ സ്കന്ദേ ഏകാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
I think it is, we'll stop now today. Continue tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.